never been a better day.
Which means it is ease that strangers, in order to protect themselves, nonsensical Gottlieb over at the. Hey, this is literally as seven person in the United have been shot and killed. Some of the slide down that you are care cluster size with the just that it says that's right. This that person isn't. No one is dying against confirmed alpha. Vaccines are extreme even men who don't. Promo code Ben.
Your dog will be
3689.com/intersection to get the
uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after.
They're based on natural immunity numbers. The big problem here is the model assumptions, which they list here in the CDC report. So they assume the vaccine effectiveness in preventing transmissibility is somewhere between 75 and 85%. Okay, fair enough. Looking at the foreign data, that's fair enough. Then they assume that we have had 50% of infections reported in the United States, even being symptomatic from it. Okay, so 50% of infections have been reported, according to the CDC. Wrong. That is completely wrong, which is why Scott Gottlieb says we may be much closer to the other side of this peak. Masking is going to be that source control, meaning your ability to infect others. Masking efficacy. These were always very shoddy, not real-world data. But even assuming that those data were correct, the source control 40 to 60% effective, this is, again, Scott Gottlieb saying this, not me. Those numbers come from control of the flu. The flu virus is much less transmissible than Delta, which is now apparently as transmissible as chickenpox. So it is quite possible source control from masks is way lower than 40 to 60%, especially depending on the type of mask. Talking about a cloth mask, it's way lower than that. Saying personal protection is 20 to 30% effective. Okay, so masking, in other words, is not necessarily going to do very much here. Okay, meanwhile, they also assume, by the way, that there will be no adjustments for other interventions, meaning that nobody in the United. And then finally, they make their recommendations. And the recommendations, according to the CDC, is they say, communications, acknowledge the war has changed. Except the war has not changed. This thing is just moving faster, that's all. That's all. That's all that's changed. The thing's moving faster. Improve public's understanding of breakthrough in vulnerable populations. So, vaccine mandates for healthcare providers. Okay, again, I don't actually think that one is particularly either burdensome or unreasonable, considering that healthcare providers are dealing with people with underlying conditions nearly all the time. They also recommend universal masking for source control and prevention. They've not provided the data that supports this or even the ideological and logical rationale for this. And reconsider other community mitigation strategies. So now they are opening the door to new lockdowns. They're doing all of this based on the fact that we have a very low level of death in the United States right now from COVID. Right now, again, I'm going to keep reading you these day-on-day averages because the stats still matter to me. The day-on-day average of seven-day death in the United States is 320. 320 people approximately die every day in the United States of Alzheimer's. I'm going to keep saying that because you need to understand what these numbers mean in context. In the context of COVID, this means we've reduced the death rate in the United States by a factor of approximately 10 since the height of the pandemic. That is thanks to the vaccines. And compared to other causes of death in the United States, like, for example, heart disease, about 1,800 people a day in the United States die of heart disease. About 300 people a day are currently dying of COVID. And now they're recommending universal masking again and maybe lockdowns. If the idea here is that you need a mask mandate in order to hit the peak, let me show you this chart from the UK. The UK was in the middle of the Delta variants about 2 weeks before we were. The UK hit their height about a week ago. And as you can see from this chart, they've been plummeting in the past week. None of our magical health experts seem to be able to explain any of this. They don't seem to be able to explain any of this. So in other words, the methods that are now being undertaken by the Biden bridge, it isn't. And then Joe Biden comes out and he announces this policy. And again, he undermines his own policy because none of this makes any internal logical sense. He starts off by saying breakthrough cases are rare. Okay, if breakthrough cases are rare, then what in the world are you talking about masking vaccinated for? Here's Joe Biden.
Many of you who are vaccinated are concerned about what's called breakthrough cases. Yes, some fully vaccinated people will still test positive, and some will show some symptoms of COVID-19. That's expected with almost every vaccine there is for other diseases. But breakthrough cases remain rare and almost
spreading virus, as Josh Barrow points out. Nate Silver says, whether it's true or not, a province town per se, The bigger problem is that you don't want to make extrapolations from outliers. They're adults, and they get to decide whether they want to take the vaccine or not, and it's available to them at any Publix anywhere in the United States. Joe Biden explains that if you're vaccinated, the real reason to wear a mask is to protect the.
You'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr14.com.
The Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor 992? Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State, we're friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right conversations we will make our community and the second Thursday of each 5 p.m. date on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to a retirement community, find healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. Surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences, Chef Shalisa and her activities director, Ernie, always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. Quick to thrive, a wonderful thing. On the web, river-commons.
Dave Ramsey here. We give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more, right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk.
An avionics sense of what to do next.
Going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net.
We need to wear a mask to protect each other.
By the way, Rochelle Walensky has been saying the same thing. She says, quote, in rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant spread the virus to others. Oh, so we're just going to vaccinate.
In May, you made it sound like the vaccine was the ticket to losing the mask forever. And
that is true at the time, because I love the people who are trying to understand the new variant and people more.
Okay, well, that's not actually the difference. Vaccinated are in just as much danger as they ever were. The vaccinated are in just as little danger as they ever were. So after the calculus did not, I'm going to shut down the virus. Oh, really? Then why won't your White House rule out further lockdowns? Yesterday, one of the White House press secretaries came out and explained that the White House would not be ruling out further lockdowns.
If scientists come to you at some point down the line and say, it is our opinion that there should be shutdowns and there should be school closures, you would do that.
Well, we listen to the CDC and the expert and their guidance. The CDC is a body that is very well respected, and we follow their guidance.
The CDC is not a body that is well respected. It is not well respected by me. It is not well respected by people who watch the CDC. I do not respect the CDC. They've changed their guidance 1,000 times, not based on good data, but based on this sort of panicked, squirrel-like insistence that every new outlier case is a rationale for public lockdowns and mask mandates without any sort of human mind works or how. By the way, even though those don't make any sort of internal logical sense. So Joe Biden yesterday announced that federal employees are going to have to get vaccinated or they're going to have to test like every week. So here's what Joe Biden had to say.
Every federal government employee will be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work.
Okay, so let's just note something. They said that they're going to be tested like once a week. That's completely ineffective. You test people for COVID once a week. What happens in the intervening week? What if they test negative on Monday and then they have COVID on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? So no, this doesn't make any sense at all. Like at all. But it's not meant to make sense. It's not meant to be related to reality. It's meant to create a forever reliance on government with no actual endpoint. I've been saying this for weeks at this. We're not even worried about getting people availability of the vaccine. All we're worried about right now is this idea that we have to have zero COVID. Zero COVID is not a real goal, but it's the only goal that would make any sense of what they're trying to do right now. I'll get to more of this in just one second because the pushback is certainly beginning first. According to a recent survey, almost 20% of refinancing homeowners saved over $500 a month. Now is an excellent time to refi that mortgage. Your mortgage is your biggest monthly bill. Why wouldn't you aim to save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on your mortgage? It's a lot of money for a lot of people. If you're not one of them, you need to ask yourself why. Now really is the time to get moving on a mortgage refi before the rates go up. I'm telling you, there's still options under 3%. They're not going to be around forever, making now the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free no-obligation mortgage review. See if you can save up to $1,000 a month without resetting your term. That's right. You can choose any term, 10 years. You shouldn't waste money on years you don't need. To one. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Go check them out right now. Again, give them a call at 866-721-3300, 866-721-3300, or AmericanFinancing.net to refi that home mortgage and save yourself a bunch of money right now. Alrighty, so the Trust Us Brigade is here, and they don't actually provide any rationale for what it is that they are doing. As Admiral Brett Gerard said on Fox News yesterday, there's no transparency. There's weak data. Why exactly are we supposed to trust these folks?
My major concern is we had an incredibly important policy announcement by the CDC to recommend mask wearing even for those who are vaccinated, but they have supplied zero data, no transparency, no information upon which we can have a debate.
Why is that?
Because I think they don't really have the data, or the data are weak. Dr. Walensky said in rare circumstances, a vaccinated person may transmit. Well, if it's 1%, 0.1%, 0.01%, there's no reason for the mask recommendations, but we don't know because they won't tell us.
That Dr. Gerard is, of course, former Assistant Secretary for Health in the Trump administration. Meanwhile, another doctor on MSNBC, and this really does, I think, summarize the conflict in the country. This doctor on MSNBC, Dr. Patel, she says that we have to believe Walensky and Fauci. We have to, right? Or alternatively, we could check out the data they present, see whether it is weak or strong, and then determine whether they are even recommending anything remotely resembling sensible public policy. But really, this is what it's come down to. We have to trust them. We must.
There's no question that CDC is one of the premier authorities on top of data and science. And we have to believe exactly what Dr. Walensky, Dr. Fauci said when they're seeing concerning signs that people who are fully vaccinated are at a risk of transmitting this virus, not getting sick and dying, but transmitting this, especially to half the country that's unvaccinated.
Okay, this is just all they want is a continuation. That's the only rationale here. They must like the control. They must love it. It's all paternalistic. By the way, I don't think it's any coincidence that Joe Biden has now announced that he wishes to Congress to extend the federal eviction moratorium. Okay, the CDC put what is probably an illegal moratorium on eviction of tenants. I was not aware that the CDC is anywhere granted legislative power to prevent people from evicting tenants who don't pay their rent. Okay, the vaccines have now been widely available since March and April. We still have prevented people from being evicted from their apartments for not paying rent. Now Joe Biden wants that extended. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden would have strongly supported a move to further extend the CDC moratorium, scheduled to expire on Saturday, That option is no longer legally viable after a recent Supreme Court ruling, the administration said in a statement by Press Secretary Jen Psaki. State and local governments have struggled to distribute $47 billion in federal money aimed at helping tenants who can't pay rent because of the pandemic-triggered downturn, leaving many people at risk of being forced out of their homes when the moratorium expires. Just $3 billion of that aid has even been delivered. Good news, Joe Biden is going to be shoveling more cash out the door, as we're going to discuss in just one moment. But the fact that the Biden administration continuously wants these big spending programs, that they need an excuse for it, they need some sort of lever in order to do all of it, is disquieting. So the blowback has begun. I think it is a serious blowback. I think that people are really not going to stand for this. In the blue states, they will, because in the blue states, masking up has been a sign of compliance. It has been a sign that you are the gold star, A-plus third grade student who brings an apple to the teacher. Your authorities told you to do something, and you are going to stand and cheer, and you are not going to be the first person to sit down. That is the attitude that seems prevalent in places like Los Angeles County, which, let me remind you, LA County has a total of 10 million people living in it, and their 7-day rolling death rate is 9. Is 9. They've masked up the entire county. Again, the same thing is going to happen in New York, where the rolling death rate is in single digits. Incredible virtue, because if you do what your authoritarian leaders tell you to do, well, this means that you're a very, very virtuous person, obviously. Well, the blowback is beginning here. So in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi has put forward a mask mandate again. Last I checked, every single senator in the United States Senate has had the vaccine. When it comes to the House, a bunch of Republicans have apparently not had the vaccine. That's on them. If they wish to bear the consequences of getting COVID and not having a vaccine, that's their problem. Because, again, here's the magic of the vaccine. Once you've had it, you're extremely safe from COVID by all available data, including the new CDC data. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi announced this. A bunch of maskless Republicans were like, fine, arrest us. This is them marching into the House maskless. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, has threatened to arrest them all, which, of course, is not tin pot dictator kind of stuff in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy came out and said these standards that Pelosi is promulgating are nonsensical. She called them a moron. And then Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, did one of his usual sort of barn-burning speeches in which he ripped on McCarthy for mocking the magical mask, the most incredible of all masks.
Somebody in this chamber is coming from a hotspot. Somebody represents the hotspots. And they get in a plane, and they fly here, and they interact with all of us. I just find it absolutely immature and appalling to somehow diminish it to try to score cheap political points. And that's exactly what we saw a few minutes ago. That is beneath a minority leader of one of the major political parties in the United States of America.
How dare you mock the mask mandate? This mask! This very mask! Okay, let me explain. You know what's going to protect you? Not the mask. What's going to protect you is the vaccine. That's what's going to protect you. The vaccine. Doesn't mean masks don't work. We don't know how well they work. End of story. What we do know is that vaccines do work to prevent death. And if you choose not to get it, you're an adult. At what point, it really does come down to sort of the reason this is broken down left-right is because for so many people on the right, at a certain point, they say, listen, you're an adult. What you do is on you. And for the left, it's, we think you're a moron and we're going to control everything that you do. And even if you do what we say, you're a moron and we're going to control everything you do. And if you don't do what we say, you're a moron and we're going to control everything that you do. And if you're on the right, you're like, listen, now that the solution's available, you're on your own. Be an adult. Make good decisions, gang. But that is not something the left can ever allow, which is why they are they're more adamant, it seems, this time than they were last time, which is wild. Okay, we'll get to it. So Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who, of course, is coming under renewed fire because he has said we're not doing mask mandates in the state of Florida quite properly. Well, by the way, wildly encouraging vaccines. And I don't know what the media does about this, because DeSantis has been extremely pro-vaccine since the very beginning. He was one of the best governors in terms of tranching this thing out to the elderly in the state of Florida. So here's Ron DeSantis yesterday saying, no, we're not going to do this Faucian dystopia routine.
Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families. And they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
This is correct. And that's going to be the choice, because I have a feeling this is going to continue. Like, I put out a poll yesterday on Twitter. How long is this crap going to continue? Because really, there's no end point. We could be down to one case of COVID in the entire United States, and they will still be saying mask up, because after all, somebody could get infected. You never know. There's another variant around the corner. So the question is, what is the end point? The left has no end point. And so this leads me to believe that this is going to be an ongoing issue for the next couple of years. This leads me to believe that they are never going to let this sucker go. Which really, in the end, means that this will turn into, we'll have an election based on it. 2022 may be based on this. Maybe even 2024. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden's doom and gloom on vaccinations is undoubtedly contributing to the lack of economic prosperity that Americans are feeling. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So economic growth rates under Joe Biden are vastly underperforming expectations. The reality of the Biden administration is they need a successful economy in order to ram through their gigantic spending agenda, at least in popular fashion. Well, the economy is beginning to stagnate. The U.S. economy grew at about 6.5% in Q2. There's only one problem. Virtually all economists thought it was going to grow at 8.5%. And if you recall, just a couple of months ago, they thought it was going to grow in excess of 10%. So it is not growing at the rate that they want it to grow. That's not stopping media from feigning enthusiasm. You've got CNN Business saying the U.S. economy in the second quarter expanded at a slower rate than expected, but still its fastest pace since last fall, growing at a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 6.5%. Their headline, by the way, at CNN Business is, U.S. economy just posted the largest jump in growth since 2020. Yeah, that's not the headline. The headline is not the largest jump in growth since 2020. The headline is, you missed your mark by 25%. In terms of real GDP, the economy has now recovered in that it has grown bigger than its pre-pandemic size. But does anyone feel that the economy is really at that rate? The answer is no, because GDP is being racked up by government spending. It's being held up by the amount of government spending that's being done. The National Bureau of Economic Research designated the pandemic recession as the shortest on record, saying it lasted just 2 months, March and April of 2020, which is when the shutdowns were. In normal times, says CNN Business, 6.5% growth would be a reason to celebrate. It's still pretty good performance, but it's disappointment compared with the 8.5% growth rate economists had forecast. It was only a little change from the first quarter, when the economy grew at an annual rate of 6.3%, which, by the way, is kind of amazing, because you'll remember that something happened between the first quarter of this year and the second quarter of this year, namely the mass vaccination of America itself. The acceleration in the recovery was spurred by consumer spending, not least spurred by the last round of stimulus checks, as well as the reopening of the economy and continued vaccination. Consumers spent more on services, particularly on dining out and traveling. Driven by the same dynamics, measures of inflation rose throughout the spring. For example, the price index that tracks personal consumption rose to 6.4% in the second quarter. That was its highest level since 1982. Even if you strip out the more volatile items like food and energy, the price index was at 6.1%, the highest reading since 1983. And here's the thing. The Federal Reserve do not have the stones to actually jack up the interest rates in a way necessary to the economy, boondoggle, which is at least better than the $2 trillion boondoggle they're originally proposing. Now, it's a $1 trillion boondoggle, which still sucks, but is better than the alternative, presumably. Then they have their giant budget package. That giant budget package, the $3.5 trillion budget package, as you will recall, has been held up by Kristen Sinema in the Senate, as well as Joe Manchin, both of whom look at this and they're saying this is too much money. Now you've got Democrats in the Senate saying, we're not going to vote for the infrastructure package if you don't vote for the $3.5 trillion package. And not just that, Joe Biden now is saying that he wants immigration reform in the budget package, meaning he wants to legalize so the package Democrats hope to muscle through. Biden is saying he's basically negotiating with her. He thinks she'll end up voting for it in the end, but they may have to cut a few things. Democrats hope to move the legislation on military rules, but every Democrat, because there are only 50 of them, unless the Democrats pare down the $3.5 trillion plan and the progressives won't vote for the bipartisan prison front, whether we are talking about these authoritarian lockdown measures, completely nonsensical, or whether we're talking about the vast spending that is resulting in reduced and tamped down economic growth, they're just cruise.
Failed to extend it. It was a long shot effort to prevent millions of Americans from being forced from their homes during the pandemic. Democrat Jim McGovern, chair of the House Rules Committee, says the president's called on Congress to address the issue.
A recent Supreme Court ruling has made further extensions unilaterally by the president impossible. In short, if Congress doesn't act, renters from coast to coast are at risk of losing their homes, and the COVID pandemic will be supercharged, particularly in unvaccinated communities.
But Republican Tom Cole, the ranking member of the panel, says states need to spend the money Congress already appropriated.
The funds to address this problem have already been appropriated. But instead, the Biden administration and the majority have done nothing. Emergency road yet again.
President announced yesterday he'd let the time limit. A former police riot at the Capitol back in trouble.
A federal judge has ordered the pretrial detention of a former police officer from Virginia who's accused of ordering guns after he was charged with preventive military-style assault weapons. The town of Rocky Mount fired Robertson and a second officer, Jacob Fracker, also accused of storming the Capitol. Robertson has pleaded not guilty to a charge of obstructing an official proceeding. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row.
Fields found in the Western Desert, as well, satellite images from Planet Labs have shown what experts believe to be intercontinental ballistic missiles.
More at townhall.com. Monthly payments for low-income families from the
immediate... Which was late.
Brianna Walker of Brentwood, New Hampshire, is taking care of three children and took custody of two siblings last year.
It's going back into the daycare. It's going into the food. It's going to the grocery store.
Jennifer Briggs-Legere is the director of the daycare that Walker's children attend.
They're not feeling quite so like they're living on the edge.
One study at the university estimates child poverty by a test of sorts. Jennifer.com.
Ron DeRockstra.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the Northeasters and Michigan.
Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business, protected at expressvpn.com/Ben. So yesterday, Joe Biden announced that everybody should mask up again. And then he said a bunch of things that aren't true. One of the things that he said that was not true is he said, well, you know, really the vaccinated, if they're with other vaccinated people, they don't have to mask. So like in Delaware, for example, you don't have to mask. If you travel back with me to Delaware, good old Delaware, then you won't have to mask. That's not true at all. Here we go.
The places where people have gotten vaccinated, where we have a high vaccination rate, people do not have to wear masks at all. Like some of you were with me yesterday when I was up in Lehigh Valley. Didn't have to wear a mask there. Don't have to mask if you come home to Delaware with me. I know you love doing that. But you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah, man. Wrong. Okay, the reality is that under his own standards, Lehigh Valley, right, has 55.3% of the county residents fully vaccinated. 55.3. You'll notice that's not 80. Also, Newcastle County, Delaware, which is where he lives, only about 50% of the residents are fully vaccinated. So even botches that one. And the new mask mandates, the idea that the vaccinated are supposed to mask up on behalf of the unvaccinated, it makes no sense at all. It is completely nonsensical. It is not verified by any sort of serious thinking. The logic seems to be the same as there are a bunch of people out there on the roads who are reckless drivers. They're driving at all speeds. You need to stay off the roads to protect those people who are recklessly driving around. Or alternatively, I won't. And I'll just go about and live my life. And if people don't want to get vaccinated, that is their business. And they will bear the burden or gain the benefit thereof. It is fairly incredible that we are going to continue with this nonsense. It really is. But I suppose that we are. I suppose that's the entire thing here. We're just going to keep doing this. Until the end of that, I can't get over it. I literally cannot get over the fact that they are just going to continue doing this forever and ever. Yeah, but apparently they are. Meanwhile, you have the Democratic Party pushing very, very hard more and more and more spending on the back of this. So that remember, every crisis is an opportunity. The new crisis requires that we spend $3.5 trillion in a budget plan. This, of course, is going to be dicey because supposedly Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin are not going to go along with it. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Thursday all 50 Democrats will vote to move forward on the party's $3.5 trillion social spending proposal. Schumer's remarks came after the Senate took the first step to advance a $550 billion bipartisan infrastructure framework on Wednesday evening. Schumer says that they're going to vote at the same time. He says the Senate will pass both the bipartisan bill and the budget blueprint for the multi-trillion-dollar legislative package before the chamber leaves for the August recess. Kristen Sinema, by the way, says, I'm not sticking around for this. She's like, I have vacation plans. I'm not doing any of this, which is kind of classic and wonderful. He says, we're going to move forward on both tracks. Said, I'm proud of my Democratic caucus, every one of them voting yesterday for this bill, and all pledging forward to go forward on the second track as well. But again, the final price tag on the bill is not yet clear. Senator John Tester of Montana, another Democrat, said last week that he wants to advance the bill, but he reserves the right to do, quote, whatever the hell I want on final passage. McConnell says he's happy to forge ahead on a bipartisan physical infrastructure package, but he says the kind of focused compromise our colleagues have been hashing out could not contrast more sharply with the Democratic bill. The Democrats, of course, are trying to proclaim that we must spend trillions of dollars more in order to do something that nobody seems to understand. Like, it is just not clear exactly why they're doing this, but they need to do it. You have to spend money. It's really, really important to spend money. In fact, if we don't spend the money, then something terrible has gone wrong in the United States. Here's the thing for Joe Biden. He's an activist president. He wishes to be seen as an activist president because he's not going to be president for particularly long, I think. And that means spending more money than man or God has ever seen. Meanwhile, back to the Biden plan here with regard to vaccination and masking. Jim Garrity has a good piece on this over at National Review. He points out that Joe Biden now wants to give everybody $100 to get fully vaccinated. Garrity says this proposal would be less objectionable if it were more likely to work. If a person hasn't gotten vaccinated by now, 8 months after vaccinations began, is it unlikely their objection was a lack of incentive? Biden is now also establishing the precedent that if you delay doing something you're supposed to do, the government will reward you with money. A month from now, will some state or local government offer a $200 bonus or $500? The responsible will get nothing. The irresponsible will face ever-increasing incentives. But here's the thing. Okay, and you're seeing it in the headlines. The takeaway from all of the masking talk is that people think the vaccines don't work. That is the takeaway. And the way the media cover this is so damned irresponsible, it's insane. For example, Canada's National Post put out this headline, quote, "Vaccinated people spreading Delta variants just as quickly as the unvaccinated," leaked CDC document. The document says nothing of the kind. The document says that if you're a vaccinated person and you get a breakthrough infection, then you might be able to pass on the disease as easily as an unvaccinated person who gets infected. But you are much less likely to get a breakthrough infection as a vaccinated person than you are to get a normal infection as an unvaccinated person. So the headline is just wrong. It's just not true. Okay, so the media are talking down the vaccine, which is insane. I mean, like, they're talking it down at the same time they're telling you that this is somehow going to up the vaccines. How? I mean, the New York Times, by the way, is doing the same thing. The New York Times put out a headline that, frankly, falls under the category of quote-unquote COVID misinformation. The New York Times put out a breaking news headline on Twitter, quote, "The Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox and may be spread by vaccinated people as easily as the unvaccinated," an internal CDC report said. Again, that's not true. It can't be spread as easily by vaccinated people as the unvaccinated. It can be spread as easily by infected vaccinated people as the unvaccinated, but you're significantly less likely to be infected if you're vaccinated than if you're unvaccinated. These people do not know how to message. They don't. They don't know how to convince people to take the vaccine because what they're saying conflicts with itself. They're telling you over and over repeatedly that the vaccines are not working as they kept saying they were working. And then they're like, oh, yeah, but if you don't get the vaccine, then there's something wrong with you. Just absolute madness. Absolute madness. Alrighty, coming up, a journalist is now recommending some rather unique parenting strategies with regard to pornography. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, let us talk about the fact there are 1,000 reasons why protecting my home matters to me. I have 3 in particular. They are all very small children. But if somebody stops by or something is going on outdoors around our house, Ring lets me know. It's peace of mind anytime knowing our home is protected. Ring has a special offer right now. Go to ring.com/Ben. It's the perfect way to start your Ring experience. With Ring's home security system, when anyone stops by or you sense something going on outdoors around the house, you know Ring has every corner of your home covered. One of the best benefits, to install the product yourself, the process is hassle-free. Your whole home is protected with easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams. And get this, the cams work seamlessly with Ring Alarm. You can see what's happening from anywhere, all in one very simple app. It's never been more important to have a reliable home security system. And please, my family and I can keep an eye on our home no matter where we are or what is going on at the house. Protect your home anytime from anywhere with Ring Alarm. Go to ring.com/Ben. Get a special offer on a Ring Alarm security kit today. You can build the system that's right for your home. Have it up and running in minutes. That is ring.com/Ben. Once more, ring.com/Ben. Alrighty, so in a bit of a controversy that broke out yesterday on the Twitters, a London-based journalist named Flora Gill, who has bylines in GQ, the Sunday Times, and other outlets, tweeted out, "Someone needs to create porn for children. Hear me out." I don't really feel like we need to hear that out, but why don't we see what this obviously brilliant mind has to say. Quote, Young teens are already watching porn, but they're finding hardcore aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. They need entry-level porn, a softcore site where everyone asks for consent, and no one gets choked, she continued. And then she said, she deleted the tweet because it turned into a Twitter cesspool. So that's wonderful. So, a few thoughts on this. One, how about this? No porn for children. How about no porn for children? Now, I understand that the left has this view of kids, like you can never control what they do, ever. Kids must fly free. Fly free, little birds. But also, you're going to be able to control what porn kids watch. So, we're going to have to start with a basic logical proposition. Either I can control what my kids see or I cannot control what my kids see. If I can control what my kids see, they're not watching porn. If I can't control what my kids see, me recommending types of porn to them is not going to make them check out the porn. Okay, like, I don't know how many teenage boys in the 1970s, if mom walked into your room and she was like, yeah, I see that you got a Playboy over there, but you know what? I have this underwear catalog. I would prefer that you use this one. It's a feminist underwear catalog. Please check this out. How many young men would be like, oh, thanks, mom. Sounds great. I'm sorry, but one of the, I think, titillating things about pornography is its forbidden nature. The fact that kids are supposedly going to now take parental advice on what sorts of porn to watch. Yeah, good luck with that. Also, I'm just wondering why she thinks that a softcore site where everyone asks for consent and no one gets choked is like the ideal. So first of all, there's a lot of porn, I assume, where no one is getting choked. And it seems that unless you're watching like actual rape porn, God forbid, that pretty much people are engaging in consensual activity. So I don't know what she's watching or what she's familiar with. But this is not how, like, the left's general take on everything is you're going to do this bad thing anyway. So what if we made it just a little bit less bad? And it's like, well, what if you just didn't do the bad thing and we hold you to that standard? Also, what are parents for? I mean, honestly, you can have open and honest conversations with your kids about everything, including pornography and the risks of pornography and what it does to your view of women, if you're a young man, and what it does to your mind, structuring it in certain ways that require, porn is essentially an addiction for young men. This is the other thing that she's ignoring, of course, is that when it comes to pornography, pornography's effects on the brain are very much addictive. They've done MRI studies that demonstrate dopamine release very similar to almost drug addiction release when men access porn. There is a no porn policy, probably the best policy with regard to young men. Because once guys get, I understand we're a society that has largely decided that pornography is okay. It is bad for the soul. It is bad for the body. It is bad for pretty much everything. It is bad for your view of women. It is bad for your view of sex, your view of relationships. And the idea that you can sort of dip your toe in the porn pool and that is somehow better than an outright attempt to avoid pornography, that's quite foolish. There's a section of the Talmud that I've referenced frequently on the program in which there's a saying by a rabbi. He says a man who goes down to the river where he knows women are bathing and doesn't look at them essentially is a sinner, is a bad person, has committed a grave sin. And the question is why? Right? He didn't look at the women down by the river. And the answer is, by even putting himself to be in a position to be tempted by looking at the women in the river, he has done a sin. He's put himself in a position to be tempted. Facilitating that, and you see this with regard to sort of permissive parents and drugs as well, they say, well, I don't want my kid using heroin, so I'm going to go smoke pot with my kid. And good luck with that. You really think your kid's going to stop at the smoking of the pot? If you yourself have made clear that violation of societal norms regarding children and drugs don't apply anymore? This is dangerous stuff, and treating it as non-dangerous or as a sort of beneficial thing to treat kids to. Pornography is okay so long as it's consensual with no choking. And I feel like parenting strategies have gotten a lot worse in recent years. Alrighty, coming up, Don Lemon sort of gives away the game yesterday on what he considers to be acceptable violence. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, let's talk about your energy level. So it can be overwhelming to perform at your best as you age. Career, family, staying in shape. Life can be stressful. You start to slow down. You're not present when you want to be. To perform at your best, physically and mentally, you can't let age beat you. This is where M-Drive can really, really help. M-Drive is the daily supplement for driven men who don't want to slow down. who refuse to be tired every day, who want to be the best at what they do. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients that support healthy testosterone levels while helping you lose weight and stay lean. Added vitamins and nutrients reduce stress, boost your drive so you can perform at your best. Find it at Walgreens and other retailers, or visit mdrive4men.com. Get 20% off your first order with promo code Ben. They've got free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose. M-Drive, it's not for everyone, it's for the driven. mdrive4men.com, promo code Ben. Again, they've got the free shipping, a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you really don't have anything to lose. mdrive4men.com, get 20% off your very first order with promo code Ben. That's the letter M, drive4men.com, 20% off your order when you use promo code Ben. Alrighty, coming up, Don Lemon gives away the game when it comes to the kinds of violence he finds somewhat acceptable. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
A Dinovite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Don Lemon, man, this is a person who considers himself to be an objective journalist. He says this. He continues to maintain this. He'll say, I'm an objective journalist. I'm just giving my perspective, which means that you're not objective. So, he had on his show one of the police officers who testified in front of Congress during the January 6th hearing. This is the police officer who happened to suggest that America was congenitally racist and naturally racist because the people who were attempting to beat him up were shouting racist things. And Don Lemon sort of lets the cat out of the bag here, because a lot of people on the right have been saying, January 6th was quite terrible. It was a riot, and the people who participated in it should go to jail. Now, Folks on the left, what say you about all the riots from last year where you were, you know, bailing people out of prison and where $5 billion in property damage was done, only $2 billion insured, and where many people were killed? What do you have to say about that? And Don Lemon's take on this is, I think, pretty much how the left thinks about nearly everything. It's pretty wild. Here is Don Lemon.
We can deal with many things in this country at the same time. And if something happens, it doesn't mean that you go, oh, well, what about this? What about that? Can't we focus on what happened on January 6th where our democracy was in jeopardy?
We should be.
This weren't just people who were exercising, some of them were exercising their right to protest. Mm-hmm. Others went way too far. That's a different story than trying to undermine democracy and stop an election.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Right? Basically, you know, there are some people at the BLM protests who just, they went too far. It happens. You know, that's not the same thing as some people who went too far by invading the Capitol building. So, you know, most of those people are just exercising their rights, and then they just got a little bit, you know, overzealous, and they burned down a cop car, and they set a police station on fire, and they invaded a federal courthouse in Portland. And, you know, that's just stuff that happens. It's not an insurrection. I mean, that's not, like, is that really something we should worry about? Here's the thing about the left. There's no one who's too left-wing for the left. People who are too left-wing for the left are all people who are just too energetic. They're just too wedded to their own principles. But the people who are too left-wing for the left, like, even politically speaking, when is the last time you saw the Democratic Party say, you know, this communist over here, he really is not one of us. I don't like what he's doing here. This is really bad. It's never that. It's always, they're naive. You know, they're not, it's their naivete and their purity of heart. The problem is they're too pure, right? AOC, Bernie Sanders, the problem is they're too pure. They don't understand the realities of politics, but you have to admire their purity, don't you? That's on the political level. On the level of violence, it's, you know, those people who are attacking police officers and shutting down cities for weeks on end and rioting and looting, those are just people who've gotten a little bit out over their skis. You know, they've got the right principles. They believe the right things. It's just that they don't know how to control it. And really, we have to have sympathy for them. Meanwhile, the folks on January 6th, those are inherently bad people because those people believe bad things and did bad things. So if you ever wonder whether CNN and Don Lemon, whether they are poo-pooing the sorts of violence that we saw all of last summer, the answer is yes, they are poo-pooing that sort of violence. This is why what they call whataboutism, very often I just call having a standard. It's not whataboutism if I say that January 6th was really bad, and also I'm noticing that you're not treating January 6th in the same way that you treated the riots last summer. So what is your standard? I know what my standard is. Violence in pursuit of political ends is bad, regardless of the political end. That is my standard. And we can argue about the merits or demerits of the political ends at stake. I think that both the folks who were rioting on January 6th and the folks who were rioting last summer, I think both of their causes were bad and untrue. But at least I have a standard, an objective standard of what is right and wrong. Don Lemon has no such standard. For him, it's the cause that defines the standard that is acceptable. If you are fighting against systemic racism, then you get to steal a TV. Or at the very least, if you steal a TV, we understand where you're coming from. But if you're a person who is protesting the election and you break into the Capitol building, that makes you an actor of unique evil. That's kind of an amazing thing. It really, especially coming from Captain Objective news journalist over here. And then back to the political level, you see this all the time with regard to the left. If they go too far, well, it was all in the pursuit of decent ends. Again, my question is, what would you consider totalitarian? So if Donald Trump were to come out tomorrow and say, if he had been president, you know, and during his presidency, President Trump had said, we're masking up everybody, vaccinated and unmasked and unvaccinated. If he had said that, the left likely would have deemed that authoritarian. If Joe Biden does it, it seems a wonderful exercise of police power. You have to have some sort of consistent standard as to what authoritarianism constitutes, or what radicalism constitutes, or what violence constitutes. But again, the standards are meant not to apply, because it's all a power game. When we do it, it's good, and when you do it, it's bad. That's the standard. And so long as that's the standard, we can't have anything remotely approaching a normal political conversation. Because we can't even agree on what is out of bounds and what is not out of bounds, apparently. And that really is dangerous. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. He's an epidemiologist from Stanford University to talk about the new masking standards, where we stand with the Delta variant. We'll talk about this CDC data which is ripe with assumptions that may not be good. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams
to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Incorporated.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford University, research associate at the National Bureau of Economics Research, senior fellow at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research and at the Stanford Freeman Spohle Institute, and directs the Stanford Center on the Demography of Health and Aging. Dr. Bhattacharya, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So I've been watching in total incredulity as the Biden administration lays out another meritless rationale to me for mask mandates, this time among the vaccinated. So why don't we start with the basic logic here? It seems to me that it makes no sense at all to ask the vaccinated, who are well protected from the Delta variant in terms of the statistics provided by the CDC, to mask up to protect the unvaccinated, every single one of whom has had the opportunity to get a vaccine at this point.
You're absolutely right, Ben. The vaccine actually is quite effective against severe disease, which is what we care about. In Sweden, where they vaccinated their older population, much lower rates overall compared to the United States, but really, really effectively vaccinating the old, they had an enormous case wave with Delta variants and almost no deaths, or very, very few deaths in proportion. Same thing in the UK is happening, and the same thing will happen here. There's absolutely no cause for panic, and the masks themselves were ineffective in the last wave. With the Delta variant more transmissible, I don't understand the logic of asking the vaccinated people to mask up to protect the unvaccinated. As you say, the unvaccinated all have an opportunity to get the vaccine. So what is the logic? I entirely agree with your statement.
So let's talk about the data that the CDC is now relying upon in order to push this sort of stuff. So you mentioned the masking. In the CDC deck that they presented, or that was leaked out, the suggestion was that there's an assumption that masking would be 40 to 60% effective at preventing the source from transmitting disease elsewhere, and 20 to 30% effective in preventing you from getting the disease from somewhere else. This seems wildly misconstrued. I mean, given the fact that those stats, I believe, are based on maybe flu statistics, and now they are saying that the Delta variant is as transmissible as chickenpox, namely many times more transmissible than the flu. I just don't know where they're even getting that assumption.
I have no idea where they're getting the data. In the context of the flu, Ben, there are 12 randomized studies that I've read, and I think that's basically the entire literature, the randomized literature for the flu, that shows that the masks, like standard surgical masks, even in hospital settings, are not effective at source control. So there's literally not one single randomized study in the context of COVID on source control. The only randomized study in the context of protection to the wearer is this Danish mask study that found somewhere on the order of 14% efficacy rate, not 20 to 40, which is what the CDC assumed. And even that was statistically insignificant. The evidence base on which the CDC has made this recommendation is abysmally bad.
So let's talk for a second about the transmissibility of the disease via the vaccinated. So the headlines are, of course, getting this completely wrong. There have been a series of headlines put out by, for example, the New York Times, put out by the National Post in Canada. The one from the National Post is particularly bad. It says vaccinated people are spreading Delta variant just as quickly as the unvaccinated. That's not even what the CDC is claiming. They're saying that if you get a breakthrough case and you are vaccinated, that you could be maybe transmitting it in the same way as the unvaccinated. But this is where even that claim gets a little bit dicey. So that there's, according to the CDC deck, from what I could tell, they're relying on essentially two pieces of data. One is an Indian study that was already pulled back and based, again, on a group of vaccinated who had taken a vaccine that's not even legal in the United States. And the second piece of data is this Provincetown breakout in Cape Cod, in which they suggest that some 885 people have gotten COVID. 75% of those who live in Massachusetts were already vaccinated. Of those, zero have died, of course. But the suggestion is that the nasopharyngeal swabs are showing the same viral load for people who get a breakthrough infection as for the unvaccinated who get infected. Have they done any sort of viral load cultures to determine whether those viral loads are just as infectious or whether they're alive or dead or anything?
I mean, I'll just say that the communication about what the evidence base is regarding the infectivity of people who have who've been vaccinated has been abysmal. I mean, I saw those two studies that you referenced, Ben, and I agree again with your analysis of them. There may be other studies, but they haven't communicated it. And as best I can tell, they are far, far, far ahead of what the scientific evidence shows. Just from the point of view of sort of reasonability, like think about who actually spreads the disease. It's not a question of viral load in the nose so much as what your symptoms are. So people who are symptomatic are much more likely to spread the disease. The vaccine is quite effective against severe disease, but it's also somewhat effective against getting severe symptoms. And so you're likely to be less likely to transmit no matter what, just from an a priori point of view and the large literature that says that it's mainly symptomatic people that spread, not entirely asymptomatic people, that they're much less likely to spread. And no, I didn't see any evidence that they had grown the or tried to culture the virus from the noses of the people in Provincetown to check to see if they were actually infectious. I saw none of that evidence. It's entirely unconvincing. I do not understand the reasoning the CDC is using here.
We'll get some more with Dr. Jay Bhattacharya in just 1 second. First, did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your ISP. So how in the world is that even incognito? To really stop people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. That's still true even when you're in incognito mode. What's more, your home internet provider can also see and record your browsing data in the U.S. They're legally allowed to sell that data to advertisers. ExpressVPN stops all of that. It's an app that encrypts all your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so your private online activity stays just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, and it is super easy to use. The app literally has one button. You tap it to connect. Your browsing activity is secure from prying eyes. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at ExpressVPN.com/Ben. Use my link at ExpressVPN.com/Ben to get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben to learn more. So, Dr. Bhattacharya, it seems to me that this is actually the biggest problem, that right now, if you want people to get vaccinated, which I do, I'm a big advocate of the vaccines, if you want people to get vaccinated, what you can't have is exactly what the CDC has done, which is they have completely blown out their own credibility. Dr. Fauci has done an awful job on public health messaging. Dr. Walensky has done an even worse job over at the CDC on public health messaging. They conflict with themselves all the time. They change their advice on the basis of no new data. They say things that are overtly untrue. I mean, Dr. Walensky said earlier this week that if you are vaccinated, perhaps 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 of you are going to get a breakthrough infection. I've seen no data to back that up whatsoever. And yet she just threw that out there on national television, which, again, actually undermines why people would get the vaccine. The big takeaway that I'm seeing online and from people is, okay, you guys said the vaccine was going to work. Now I'm learning the vaccine doesn't work because you can infect other people. You're still getting sick. So why should I get the vaccine?
You're absolutely right. I think the main effect of what the CDC has done is to kill the demand for the vaccine because they've essentially said it doesn't work, which is false. It does work, Ben, against severe disease. It is an incredibly effective vaccine to make it so that for the people who are vulnerable, that is the older population and people with certain chronic diseases, it turns the disease from something that's 5% mortality or 4% mortality, infection fatality, to something that is very, very close to zero infection fatality. It's an enormously effective vaccine, and yet the messaging from the CDC has essentially undermined in the minds of many people whether the vaccine works. There's still people in the United States, vulnerable people who have not gotten the vaccine. We should be working to understand their hesitancy and address that hesitancy in a non-coercive way. I think that is the right strategy. And yet the CDC has gone out of its way through what it did yesterday and the other day, a couple of days ago, to undermine further the credibility in the minds of people who are hesitant whether the vaccine works.
So, Dr. Bhattacharya, I wanted to ask you about some of the pushback that we've gotten from the unvaccinated and from people who are sort of anti-vaccination in this context. A lot of that pushback is coming via citation of the VAERS data, which is the registry of people who basically complain of symptoms that they've gotten from the vaccine. What do the VAERS data actually show? How reliable are those data? What are the actual risks of vaccination for people?
Yeah, so the VAERS data is it's an important database, but mainly what it does is it helps the CDC and the FDA generate hypotheses about where they should look for side effects. So if there's a lot of side effect self-reports, which is what the VAERS data are, you need to have, it's not enough to establish causality. You also need to have a sort of a denominator, control group, if you will. So what the CDC and the FDA do is they take the hypotheses from the VAERS data, and they have other systems like the VSD system and the BEST system, where then they can test those hypotheses to see if it's causally linked to the harm from the vaccine. And we've seen it working, right? We've seen it, for instance, when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine had that signal of higher rates of clotting. They tested it, found the higher signal, and they announced it. We also saw that same thing with myocarditis in children, and the mRNA vaccines. So the system is working. I do think the messaging is absolutely abysmal. I can understand if you are just a regular person who's not steeped in how the FDA manages vaccine safety that you get confused. So I have a lot of sympathy around that for regular people. So you pair that with the inability to communicate clearly about that, with this sort of sense that of being coerced into taking the vaccine, forced to take the vaccine, even though you may have hesitancy about it, you have concerns about it, your whole life is threatened. You're not allowed to have your job. You're not allowed to go out with your friends. You're not allowed to go do your regular things. I think that combination of coercion plus poor messaging has created vaccine hesitancy, and now on top of that, we've poured this CDC's incredible not science-based approach to what the vaccine actually does in terms of protecting severe disease and masking. I think I have a lot of sympathy for American people here. American people are very sensible around this. If we treat people like adults, tell people the data honestly, and do not coerce them. Just tell them who's at risk and what the data show. I think we do much better.
And Dr. Bhattacharya, one of the things that's driving me absolutely up a wall is the reality that for the people who are pushing these sorts of mandates, whether vaccine mandates or mask mandates, what they seem to be aiming for is something they just won't say, which is zero COVID. Originally we were told that we needed to lock down to stop the spread, which, you know, given the data that we had at the time, is at least somewhat understandable, if, as it turns out, wrongheaded. Then it was, you need to mask up and you need to not go into your workplace in order to, you know, delay, at least until we get a vaccine, because we'll save some lives through the delay. Okay, fair enough. Then it was, make sure that you delay just a little longer until everybody has the opportunity to get the vaccine. Now everybody's had the opportunity to get the vaccine. Now they've articulated no actual endpoint, and the rationale that they are using for continued lockdowns and stimulus packages and vaccine mandates and mask mandates is the insane proposition that if a variant could ever occur anywhere on Earth from now on, we're going to have this possibility of lockdown materialize now, which is crazy because the Delta variant did not materialize in the United States. It materialized in India. The original Alpha variant materialized in Europe, unless we mean to shut down all of our borders a la New Zealand and just stay that way forever. There just has to be in life a certain level of acceptable risk, but it seems like folks who are pushing these sorts of mandates have, without saying it, essentially argued that there is no level of acceptable risk with regard to COVID, and so we are going to have to mask up until the end of time.
Yeah, instead of a society that focuses on the well-being of its people, we will now have a society that focuses on the prevention of a single disease, the eradication of a single disease. And Ben, that will never happen. That will never happen. The disease is harbored by animals, for instance. Dogs, cats, bats, mink, all have found to have this virus, could carry this virus and potentially even transmit it. At least that's the theory, right? In order to actually get to zero, we would have to essentially end human society. So it's a crazy goal. We will have to learn to live with this disease. And we should be touting amazing good news. We have defanged this disease. And the first time in history, we have taken a deadly for a segment of the population, the respiratory virus, found a way to turn it into something much less deadly and reduced its risk before it's fully, you know, torn through society. We should be celebrating that success. Instead, we are back. It feels like we're back a little bit to where we were in December of last year, where we're saying, okay, well, we do these these measures, these you know, masking up and then soon lockdowns, I suppose, and then say, look, this will stop the disease this time. You're right. They have not articulated the end goal. The end goal should be what we have now, protection of the vulnerable. The end goal cannot be zero COVID.
And Dr. Bhattacharya, the other thing that we've seen a lot of is talk about mandating vaccines, mandatory vaccines. The president of the United States says that the federal workforce, they're now going to either be essentially forced to get the vaccine or they are going to have to test once a week, which makes no sense because obviously a once a week test is actually not enough. You could theoretically get a negative test on a Monday and then spend the rest of the week getting COVID. So that doesn't make any sense at all. What do you make of the argument for vaccine mandates? I'm not totally averse to it when it comes to, for example, healthcare settings where you're dealing with the vulnerable and people with pre-existing conditions literally all the time. But when it comes to like your local mail worker, it seems kind of wild to me that you're going to have vaccine mandates put down.
Yeah, I agree. I think that distinction's right. If not taking care of vulnerable people is part of your job, then I can understand a vaccine requirement for that job. I mean, you don't have to take that job if you don't want to that vaccine. But for regular people in the community, well, who's at risk? I mean, if you're unvaccinated at this point, you're not risking the lives of the vaccinated because the vaccine works against severe disease once again. So you're not harming any harm, any external harm that they may have on others is easily mitigated by taking the vaccine. And for people, for kids who can't take the vaccine because it's not tested in them or the vaccine isn't safe for them, for kids, COVID isn't all that harmful in kids either. The mortality rate from COVID is vanishingly low in children, thank God, as is the severe outcomes risk. So the unvaccinated are not posing a risk to anybody, unless, of course, they're taking care of patients with severe disease, in a vulnerable situation. So I think, the rationale for the vaccine mandate is the positive rationale isn't there. And there's a negative problem with it, too, which is that in this context where the messaging has been so horrendous, and many people distrust the kinds of coercive nature of the interventions we've seen. These kind of mandates actually undermine trust in public health, trust that we need for other really important disease control. Other vaccines matter, like child vaccines, like MMR, DPT. They really do matter. And if you undermine trust in public health in those vaccines, which I think could be very easily a spillover effect in that direction, we will end up hurting people with these vaccines mandates as opposed to helping.
That's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor of medicine at Stanford University. Really appreciate your time, and thanks so much for the insight.
Thank you.
All righty, coming up, apparently, Sydney, Australia, they are now talking about readying the army to enforce lockdown in Australia. I'll get to that in just one second. First, let us talk about the fact that now is an excellent time to refi your mortgage. According to a recent survey, almost 20% of refinancing homeowners saved over $500 a month. That's a lot of money for a lot of people. If you're not one of them, you need to ask yourself why. Because now really is the time to get moving on a mortgage refi before the rates rise. I'm telling you, there's still options under 3%. They're not going to be around forever. That makes now the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free no-obligation mortgage review. See if you can save up to $1,000 a month without resetting your term. That's right, you can choose any term, 10 years and over, because you shouldn't waste money on years you don't need. Pre-qualify for free by calling 866-721-3300. That's 866-721-3300. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334. That's NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Go check them out right now. Now's an excellent time to refi that mortgage. At least go check it out. AmericanFinancing.net, 866-721-3300. That's 866-721-3300. Alrighty, coming up, Australia. The Sydney military is now being called out to enforce lockdown in a city of 5 million people. So how many people are actually dying in Sydney? Is that in a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Right now, we all might feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone with smaller social circles, feelings of loneliness and isolation can feel overwhelming. But there's something we can all do to help. Connect with your older loved one virtually and have the conversation of a lifetime with StoryCorps Connect. Anyone can conduct an interview, and every interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, becoming part of American history. Connect, honor, share at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate, so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2, or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dynavite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This would cover the breadth of Australia's largest city, but mainly eight local government districts in the city's west, home to 2 million people where most new cases have been reported. Now here, of course, is the problem. As we are learning, there are people who are testing positive for COVID who are already vaccinated. Those people are not going to die from COVID. Because, again, the number of people who have died from COVID after being vaccinated in the United States is like 1,100 out of something like 161 million. But, calling out the cops in Sydney, according to Reuters, as the city entered its sixth week of a planned nine-week lockdown, New South Wales reported 170 new local cases, most in the state capital of Sydney, down from a record 239 a day earlier. Of the new cases, at least 42 spent time in the community, while new cases fell, State Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the high number of infectious people in the community meant, quote, we are expecting to see those numbers bounce around. And the state health minister said, quote, we are seeing more families coming in with family member who's presenting not alive but dead. Because people, not that the person's dead, the virus is dead. Because they're waiting too long to get tested. Yeah, all of this is madness. It's just madness. And here's the thing. If they'll lock down for a virus that now is killing an extraordinarily low number of people compared to what it was killing even 6 months ago, if they're willing to lock down for that, what won't people lock down for? Seriously, in the future, you can imagine a future where the left just declares that for 2 months out of the year, you have to stay in your home to fight global warming. This is not a far-fetched proposal at this point. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro.
Just hours after the CDC changed course on masking guidelines, recommending even vaccinated people return to wearing masks indoors, private sector business followed the lead.
Walmart will require all its workers, including vaccinated ones, in parts of the country with high COVID-19 infection rates, to wear masks. The world's largest retailer is also encouraging customers to wear masks in those stores and putting back in place signs at store entrances. Walmart is also doubling its incentive payments for workers to get the vaccine to $150. Such moves are happening on Broadway, too. The theater industry's trade group says audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they're fully vaccinated when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Senate advanced a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure plan with a bipartisan group of senators helping it clear one more hurdle earlier Friday. They're now bracing to see if support can hold during the next few days of debate and efforts to amend it. Former Vice President Mike Pence says his organization, Advancing American Freedom, as well as others, were filing an amicus brief to ask the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade from 1973, along with Planned Parenthood v. Casey from 1992.
The brief covers at length a multitude of reasons why the court ought to overturn the two abortion cases, specifically focused on the negative impacts stemming from the decisions. The first argument is that Roe and Casey have changed societal expectations regarding intimacy, thus contributing to the destabilization of family formation. The second argument claims that broad access to abortion has contributed to the devaluing of mothers in the marketplace. It points out Roe's proclamation that abortion is purely a woman's private decision has fostered employer disregard and even disdain for pregnancy. Bernie Bennett reporting.
For news and analysis, at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
A Hong Kong man who rode a motorbike into police officers while flying a flag with a protest slogan has been sentenced to 9 years in prison.
Tong Yin Kit is the first person to be convicted under the Beijing-imposed national security law. The former waiter was handed down a 6.5-year sentence for inciting secession and 8 years for terrorism. He will serve his sentences concurrently. On July 1st, 2020, Tong drove his motorcycle into a group of police officers while holding a flag bearing the words of a popular protest slogan. More than 100 people have been arrested under the new law since its introduction.
That's the BBC's Danny Vincent reporting. More than 100,000 children in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region could face the most extreme and life-threatening form of malnutrition in the next year, that according to the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A healthy increase in second quarter wages and salaries as employers tried to fill millions of available jobs.
The Labor Department says pay increased 1% for the three-month period that ended in June for workers in the private sector. That's down slightly from the first quarter, but still the second highest increase in more than a decade. For the year ending in June, wages and salaries for private sector workers jumped 3.5%, the biggest increase in more than 14 years. However, total compensation for all workers, which included a slowing in the growth of benefits, rose just 0.7% in the second quarter and just under 3% in the past year. Mike Hemp in Washington.
ExxonMobil swung back to a second quarter profit and topped expectations as demand for fuel recovered from lows reached earlier in the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Your data is your business. Protect it at expressvpn.com/Ben. Okay, so yesterday, the President of the United States came out and said that it was time to remask if you were fully vaccinated. So before we get to Joe Biden's actual explanation of this nonsensical policy, let's start with what we know and what we don't know at this point. Here is what we know. If you are vaccinated, you are very, 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 very safe from COVID. Okay. When I say very, very, very safe, what I mean is that 161 million people in the United States have been vaccinated against COVID. Of those 161 million people, approximately 6,000 people have gotten breakthrough cases requiring hospitalization and about 1,700 people have died. This means that your chances of actually being hospitalized with COVID after getting a vaccine are somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 in 27,000. Somewhere in that neighborhood. And your chances of death after getting a vaccine are somewhere, by these statistics, around 1 in 100,000. Okay, which means that you are very, 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 very safe from COVID if you have been vaccinated. Okay, nothing that the CDC is now saying changes that simple fact. And herein lies the problem for everything that Joe Biden is saying right now. If being vaccinated means you are very safe from the virus, this means that even if you are capable of transmitting the virus to the unvaccinated, if every single adult in the United States has had the opportunity to get vaccinated and then they don't and you infect them, that is their fault, not your fault. It is not your job to prevent somebody else from getting a disease that they have the ability to stop themselves from being harmed by because they won't get a vaccine. And the idea that you're going to require the vaccinated to mask up to protect the unvaccinated is not even asked for by the unvaccinated. This is the part that's crazy. Okay, the vaccinated are not in danger from the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are in danger from the unvaccinated. Now we're learning that the unvaccinated may be in some form of danger from the vaccinated. What does this suggest? Well, it suggests the obvious solution, which is the unvaccinated should think very seriously about getting vaccinated, but they should not require the kindness of strangers in order to protect themselves. They should not require that small children mask up in order to protect them. They should not require that people who have already vaccinated mask up in order to protect them. This is nonsensical. In fact, if you want to encourage people to get vaccinated, instead of requiring that the vaccinated mask up, you should do precisely the opposite. The Biden administration seems to be operating under the assumption that there is a link between mask mandates and vaccination encouragement. And if you push mask mandates, you can also push vaccination encouragement at the same time. Push people to wear masks, but also push them to get vaccinated. This is nonsensical for a variety of reasons. First, because very often when people hear mask mandates, what they think instinctively is, oh, the vaccines must not be working. You're seeing a lot of that over the past 24, 48 hours from people who are unlikely to get the vaccine anyway. People saying, well, you know, we were told that the vaccines were a cure-all, and now you're telling us that the vaccinated are still passing this thing off. So what else aren't you telling us about the vaccines? So that's number one. Number two, people will start to think that the masks are actually a good way of protecting people. When it comes to Delta, the evidence that the masks are very effective in protecting people is pretty skimpy, according to Scott Gottlieb over at the FDA, as we'll get to in a second. And finally, let's even assume that masking the vaccinated lowers the rates of transmission to people who are unvaccinated. That does not encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated. It encourages them to mask up and rely on everybody else to mask up, which means that no one is ever going to unmask for the rest of human history. So none of this makes any sort of logical sense. Now, let's go through the data that prompted this change in heart. Okay, so the CDC mask decision, according to the ABC News, followed a stunning finding from a Cape Cod beach outbreak. Okay, this is literally, as we'll see, pretty much the only piece of evidence that the CDC is relying upon, is that over the 4th of July, a big crowd went to Cape Cod and a bunch of people infected each other. And it turns out that a large number of those people were fully immunized. As of Thursday, according to ABC News, 882 people were tied to the Provincetown outbreak. Among those living in Massachusetts, 74% were fully immunized. Yet officials said the vast majority were also reporting symptoms. Now, here is the thing. How many of those people got seriously ill? Like, really seriously ill. Not like they got cold symptoms. Like, they got really, really sick. Out of the 882, 7 people were hospitalized. 7. Now, remember, your chances of actually getting a symptomatic breakthrough remain pretty damn low. So this does not mean that 1 out of every 100 people who's vaccinated is going to end up hospitalized. This means that 1 out of every 100, even according to these stats, okay, less than 1 out of every 100 people who is infected with COVID after being vaccinated, which is a fraction of a fraction now, is going to be hospitalized. And how many of these people have died? 0. 0. So you're seeing the CDC recommend that every vaccinated person in the United States, all 161 million of them, mask up because there was an outbreak in Cape Cod that resulted in 0 deaths. And this is what you're seeing across the country. You got D.C. that is now recommending that everybody mask up again. Los Angeles recommending that everybody mask up again indoors. How many deaths day on day is Los Angeles County having? Again, a county of 10 million people. The answer is 9. How many day on day deaths is Washington, D.C. having that requires an indoor mask mandate? The answer is 0. 11 people have been shot and killed in Washington, D.C. since the last time somebody died of COVID in Washington, D.C. You are now more likely to die of being murdered in Washington, D.C., like on the street, than you are to die of COVID in Washington, D.C., and they are going back to mask mandates anyway. Okay, so the Provincetown outbreak is apparently sort of the key here. And then the Washington Post reports on this new CDC sort of report. It was a CDC slide deck that they put out. And the slide deck is not particularly edifying. And so we're going to go through some of the slide deck right now. So let's begin with what they say about the Delta variant, which is supposedly this giant game changer. So what they say is, number one, that people are still evidencing after vaccination that if they have a breakthrough case, but remember, according to the slide deck, as we will see, your chance of getting a breakthrough case, period, have been lowered by about 2/3 if you're vaccinated. In other words, you're significantly less likely to get a breakthrough case, even of the Delta variant, if you're vaccinated. Okay, but what they say, in the case they make, is that the viral load that you are carrying, meaning the amount of virus in your nasopharyngeal passage, in your nose, basically, the amount of virus that you are carrying is similar to the unvaccinated. The study they are relying upon is an Indian study that was already retracted and was based on a vaccine that is not legal in the United States. And they kind of admit this on page 16 of the slide. Quote, India report of lower cycle threshold values in Delta breakthrough cases. The lower your cycle threshold value is, the more virus, essentially, you have. Compared to non-Delta breakthrough cases. Also larger cluster size with Delta breakthrough. They say the Delta infection is associated with a longer duration of having the virus in your body, as opposed to the Alpha strain, for example. And there may be a higher risk of reinfection, but only if you had an infection more than 6 months ago. Okay, so all of this is rooted in this India study, and this is the only study they cite to this effect. That India study was already retracted. It was based on a vaccine that we're not allowed to use in the United States. So, questionable at best. Okay, then they get some more viral load information, and they suggest that, it says at the bottom of this, preliminary data subject to change. Okay, so this is all pretty dicey stuff. They say breakthrough cases reported to national passive surveillance have lower CT values, cycle threshold values, by 3 cycles, a tenfold increase in viral load for Delta compared with Alpha. So, again, they're saying that you have a higher viral load compared with Alpha, but that's not really, this particular stat is not really comparing the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, which they say are similar. The only piece of data that they present outside of the Indian study here are data from Barnstable County, Massachusetts, right? This is this outbreak that we're talking about in Cape Cod. They say there's no difference in mean cycle threshold values in vaccinated and unvaccinated cases. It's saying that they haven't actually done viral load cultures here, so it's unclear. They make an assumption. The assumption is if the amount of virus in the nose of an unvaccinated person is the same as the amount of virus in the nose of a vaccinated person, they transmit the disease in similar fashion. Now, that might be a fair assumption, but it is clearly an assumption. It is also possible that the amount of virus in a vaccinated person's nose has been affected in some way because that person is vaccinated. Perhaps they are shedding virus that is less lethal. Perhaps they are shedding virus that is dead, right? It is not clear because none of this has been cultured, right? So this is part of the problem. Okay, then you get to the only chart in this whole thing that really matters, okay, as far as logic, the only chart that matters. Okay, here are the charts of Pfizer two-dose vaccine efficacy for Alpha versus Delta, Alpha is the original strain that was going around the world, the European strain. Delta is the current strain that people are very much afraid of. Okay, here's what it shows. It shows in England and Scotland that the Pfizer vaccine is still 79% effective at preventing infection. Okay, so before it was over 90% against Alpha. It's still about 80% effective at preventing infection. It is still 88% effective at preventing symptomatic disease. And it is still 96% effective at preventing hospitalization. Okay, that last number is the one that matters because that's the one you care about, gang. I don't care how many people every year in the United States are diagnosed with the flu if nobody dies of the flu. I only care how many people are dying of a disease. If no one is dying of a disease, it is of no public health relevance to us at all. At all. Okay, the same thing is true in Canada. In Canada, Alpha versus Delta. The vaccines are performing very well against symptomatic disease in Canada. And right now, they've had zero deaths attributable to Delta in Canada. In Israel, right, which has had this vast sort of post-Delta outbreak, Israel currently is showing a 64% protection against confirmed infection, right? So that's a lot lower than the 90% against confirmed Alpha infection. But 64% still means that in 64 out of 100 cases where you have the Pfizer two-dose vaccine, you're going to avoid being infected with Delta. 64% effective against symptomatic disease. But again, we don't care about symptomatic disease. What we care about is hospitalization or death. Okay, hospitalization or death, 93% effective against Delta, compared with about 94% effective against Alpha. So in other words, these vaccines are extremely effective in preventing hospitalization and death, which last time I checked is the main job of the vaccine. More on this in a moment. First, you know, as you get older, it can be overwhelming to perform at your best. You're getting older, your energy is lacking. I'm a busy guy. I know that. I know how that feels, which is why I've been recommending to folks around the office that if they have that issue, they'd be trying M-Drive. Career, family, staying in shape, life gets stressful. You start to slow down. You're not present when you want to be. To perform at your best, physically and mentally, you can't let age beat you. And this is where M-Drive can help. M-Drive is the daily supplement for driven men who don't want to slow down, who refuse to be tired every day, want to be the best at what they do. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients that support healthy testosterone levels while helping you lose weight and stay lean. Added vitamins and nutrients reduce stress, boost your drive so you can perform at your best. Find it at Walgreens and other retailers today. Or visit mdrive4men.com. Get 20% off your first order with promo code Ben. You've got free shipping, a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. M-Drive, it's not for everyone. It's for the driven. mdrive4men.com, promo code Ben. Check them out right now. mdrive4men.com, promo code Ben. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to go through the CDC's recommendations with regard to masking. What sort of statistical assumptions are they making? Not good ones. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched at her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the CDC is recommending that you need to mask up, even if you are already vaccinated. In order to substantiate that recommendation, they're pushing forward some bad assumptions. There are many problems with what the CDC suggests here in terms of masking. So number one, they assume natural immunity is about 5%, okay, or about 35%. Now, it's possible natural immunity is much higher, that many, many more people have had this than the CDC is willing to contemplate. In fact, they created these models showing how many people will likely be hospitalized and die, or the probability of the increase in caseload based on natural immunity numbers. The big problem here is the model assumptions, which they list here in the CDC report. So they assume the vaccine effectiveness in preventing transmissibility is somewhere between 75 and 85%. Okay, fair enough, looking at the foreign data, that's fair enough. Then they assume that we have had 50% of infections reported in the United States at this time. This is wildly incorrect. Okay, the reality is the vast majority of infections already prevalent in the United States probably have not been reported. Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner, says this is an utterly unreasonable assumption. Completely unreasonable. How many people out there who are vaccinated, for example, have had cold symptoms? Right? I've had a cold symptom. I've been tested because I have cold symptoms and I'm vaccinated. And until the last 5 minutes, the CDC was saying that I was protected against COVID, even being symptomatic from it. Okay, so 50% of infections have been reported, according to the CDC. Wrong. That is completely wrong, which is why Scott Gottlieb says we may be much closer to the other side of this peak than the CDC is letting on. Other assumptions they make that are wrong. They assume that for masking is going to be incredibly effective. They assume that source control, meaning your ability to infect others, that masking prevents that by 40 to 60%. Now, all of the data that they gathered on masking efficacy were always very shoddy. These were always very shoddy, not real-world data. But even assuming that those data were correct, the source control 40 to 60% effective, this is, again, Scott Gottlieb saying this, not me. Those numbers come from control of the flu. The flu virus is much less transmissible than Delta, which is now apparently as transmissible as chickenpox. So it is quite possible source control from masks is way lower than 40 to 60%, especially depending on the type of mask. If you're talking about a cloth mask, it's way lower than that. I think personal protection is 20 to 30% effective. Okay, so masking, in other words, is not necessarily going to do very much here. Okay, meanwhile, they also assume, by the way, that there will be no adjustments for other interventions, meaning that
nobody in the United States is going to stop going out and stop partying and stop doing what they're doing, which, of course, is very silly, because when people feel there's an uptick in their community from COVID and they're unvaccinated, data show they tend to get vaccinated, or they tend to stay home, or they tend to not go to big gatherings. Okay, so those are all the assumptions with regard to masking efficacy. They also make some assumptions about immunity. And then finally, they make their recommendations. And the recommendations, according to the CDC, is they say, communications, acknowledge the war has changed. Except the war has not changed. This thing is just moving faster. That's all. That's all. That's all that's changed. The thing's moving faster. Improve public's understanding of breakthrough infections. Improve communications around individual risk among vaccinated. Risk of severe disease or death reduced tenfold or greater in vaccinated. Risk of infection reduced threefold in vaccinated. Prevention. And here's where they get to where they're going to tell you what to do. Consider vaccine mandates for HCP to protect vulnerable populations. So, vaccine mandates for healthcare providers. Okay, again, I don't actually think that one is particularly either burdensome or unreasonable, considering that healthcare providers are dealing with people with underlying conditions nearly all the time. They also recommend universal masking for source control and prevention. They've not provided the data that supports this or even the ideological and logical rationale for this. And reconsider other community mitigation strategies. So now they're opening the door to new lockdowns. They're doing all of this based on the fact that we have a very low level of death in the United States right now from COVID. Right now, again, I'm going to keep reading you these day-on-day averages because the stats still matter to me. The day-on-day average of seven-day death in the United States is 320. 320 people approximately die every day in the United States of Alzheimer's. I'm going to keep saying that because you need to understand what these numbers mean in context. In the context of COVID, this means we've reduced the death rate in the United States by a factor of approximately 10 since the height of the pandemic. That is thanks to the vaccines. And compared to other causes of death in the United States, like, for example, heart disease, about 1,800 people a day in the United States die of heart disease. About 300 people a day are currently dying of COVID. And now they're recommending universal masking again and maybe lockdowns. If the idea here is that you need a mask mandate in order to hit the peak, let me show you this chart from the UK. The UK was in the middle of the Delta variants about 2 weeks before we were. The UK hit their height about a week ago. And as you can see from this chart, they've been plummeting in the past week. None of our magical health experts seem to be able to explain any of this. They don't seem to be able to explain any of this. So in other words, the methods that are now being undertaken by the Biden administration, by blue states all over the country, they don't make any form of logical sense. Even if you concede, based on the skimpy data available, even if you concede that breakthrough infections of the vaccinated are capable of higher transmission, that still does not result in universal mask mandates. It doesn't. The logical gap is just not bridged. It isn't. And then Joe Biden comes out and he announces this policy. And again, he undermines his own policy because none of this makes any internal logical sense. He starts off by saying breakthrough cases are rare. Okay, if breakthrough cases are rare, then what in the world are you talking about masking vaccinated for? Here's Joe Biden.
Many of you who are vaccinated are concerned about what's called breakthrough cases. Yes, some fully vaccinated people will still test positive, and some will show some symptoms of COVID-19. That's expected with almost every vaccine there is for other diseases. But breakthrough cases remain rare, and almost all are mild cases. In fact, virtually all hospitalizations and deaths are among the unvaccinated.
Okay, so if that is true, then what are you talking about? By the way, further note, you know, I mentioned earlier on that a lot of what they're talking about in terms of the vaccinated spreading this thing, and they're talking about Provincetown, Cape Cod, that's Party Central. Okay, that is like the most efficient method for spreading virus, as Josh Barrow points out. Nate Silver says, whether it's true or not of Provincetown per se, the bigger problem is that you don't want to make extrapolations from outliers. But that's exactly what the CDC is now doing. So Joe Biden then continues. He says, even if you're fully vaccinated, you could theoretically have the Delta variant in your system and pass it on to others.
The CDC recommends you wear a mask when you're in public and indoors, like work or in a grocery store. That's true for both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Why? Because even if you've been fully vaccinated and protected from severe illness from COVID-19, you could have the Delta variant in your system and spread it to someone who isn't vaccinated.
Okay, so if that's your chief worry, is that I, the vaccinated person, am going to pass it to you, the unvaccinated person, wouldn't that encourage you, the unvaccinated person, to get the vaccine? Why, it is a good incentive structure to force the vaccinated to mask up to protect the unvaccinated when the unvaccinated are fully capable of making decisions for themselves. They are adults, and they get to decide whether they want to take the vaccine or not, and it's available to them at any Publix anywhere in the United States. Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden explains that if you're vaccinated, the real reason to wear a mask is to protect the unvaccinated, which makes no sense as a matter of public policy. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Dinorama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
6007.
Imani wouldn't be here if it wasn't for St. Jude. Everything was perfect until that day when she was 5 weeks old.
So there was a fairly large and aggressive brain tumor, but St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us the ultimate gift in this world, which was hope restored.
And she's tumor-free now.
We came as two desperate parents, and they saved our daughter's life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, he used to say that if you were vaxxed, then you didn't have to be masked. Now he says that you need to be vaxxed and masked.
We need to wear a mask to protect each other and to stop the rapid spread of this virus as we work to get more people vaccinated. And I hope all Americans who live in areas with substantial or high case rates will follow the mask guidance that's being laid down by the CDC. I certainly will, and I have, because this is one of those areas in Washington.
And by the way, Rochelle Walensky has been saying the same thing. She says, quote, in rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. Oh, so we're just going to vaccinate. Again, you're talking about masking up hundreds of millions of people at this point based on circumstances that have been defined by the CDC director as somewhat rare. The only data that have been presented are a breakout case in Provincetown and an Indian study that has not been verified yet. But even if you accept all that, the incentive structures still make no sense. So Joe Biden was asked to explain why he changed his standards on post-vaccination masking, and here he is not being able to explain himself, of course.
In May, you made it sound like the vaccine was the ticket to losing the mask forever. And
that is true at the time, because I love the people who are going to understand that getting vaccinated made a gigantic difference. And what happened was, a new variant came along, they didn't get vaccinated, it was spread more rapidly, and more people were getting sick. That's the difference.
Okay, well, that's not actually the difference. The unvaccinated are in just as much danger as they ever were. The vaccinated are in just as little danger as they ever were. So actually, the calculus did not change. The only thing that changed here is that everybody panicked. That's what changed here. By the way, Biden did say that, right? He said, if you're vaccinated, unmask. Right? This was Joe Biden just a couple of months ago.
It's vaxxed or masked.
That, by the way, is a lot more coherent than what he's saying now. You'll recall that last year, by the way, Joe Biden, it's now been a year since this. Joe Biden said last year, quote, I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus. Oh, really? Then why won't your White House rule out further lockdowns? Yesterday, one of the White House press secretaries came out and explained that the White House would not be ruling out further lockdowns.
If scientists come to you at some point down the line and say, it is our opinion that there should be shutdowns and there should be school closures, you would do that.
Well, we listen to the CDC and the expert and their guidance. The CDC is a body that is very well respected, and we follow their guidance.
The CDC is not a body that is well respected. It is not well respected by me. It is not well respected by people who watch the CDC. I do not respect the CDC. They've changed their guidance 1,000 times, not based on good data, but based on this sort of panicked squirrel-like insistence that every new outlier case is a rationale for public lockdowns and mask mandates without any sort of actual understanding of how the human mind works or how people act. This is madness. It's absolutely crazy. By the way, even the mandates that are now being announced by Biden, even though those don't make any sort of internal logical sense. So Joe Biden yesterday announced that federal employees are going to have to get vaccinated or they're going to have to test like every week. So here's what Joe Biden had to say.
Every federal government employee will be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work.
Okay, so let's just note something. They said that they're going to be tested like once a week. That's completely ineffective. You test people for COVID once a week. What happens in the intervening week? What if they test negative on Monday
and then they have COVID on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So no, this doesn't make any sense at all. Like, at all. But it's not meant to make sense. It's not meant to be related to reality. It's meant to create a forever reliance on government with no actual endpoint. I've been saying this for weeks at this point. There is no end goal. There's no end goal. If your end goal is zero COVID, it's because you're a fool. No one seriously believes that zero COVID is a serious goal. It's not. To pretend that zero COVID is reachable or attainable is contra all available science at this point. And yet that seems to be what they're going for. Because obviously we're not worried about overwhelming the hospitals. Nobody's even mentioned that. We're not even worried about getting people availability of the vaccine. All we're worried about right now is this idea that we have to have zero COVID. Zero COVID is not a real goal, but it's the only goal that would make any sense of what they're trying to do right now. I'll get to more of this in just one second because the pushback is certainly beginning first. According to a recent survey, almost 20% of refinancing homeowners saved over $500 a month. Now is an excellent time to refi that mortgage. Your mortgage is your biggest monthly bill. Why wouldn't you aim to save hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars on your mortgage? It's a lot of money for a lot of people. If you're not one of them, you need to ask yourself why. Now really is the time to get moving on a mortgage refi before the rates go up. I'm telling you, there's still options under 3%. They're not going to be around forever. Making now the time to call American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free no-obligation mortgage review. See if you can save up to $1,000 a month without resetting your term. That's right, you can choose any term, 10 years and over, because you shouldn't waste money on years you don't need. Pre-qualify for free by calling 866-721-3300. That is 866-721-3300, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Go check them out right now. Again, give them a call at 866-721-3300, 866-721-3300, or AmericanFinancing.net to refi that home mortgage and save yourself a bunch of money right now. Alrighty, so the Trust Us Brigade is here, and they don't actually provide any rationale for what it is that they are doing. As Admiral Brett Giroir said on Fox News yesterday, there's no transparency. There's weak data. Why exactly are we supposed to trust these folks?
My major concern is we had an incredibly important policy announcement by the CDC to recommend mask wearing even for those who are vaccinated, but they have supplied zero data, no transparency, no information upon which we can have a debate.
Why is that?
Because I think they don't really have the data, or the data are weak. Dr. Walensky said in rare circumstances, a vaccinated person may transmit. Well, if it's 1%, 0.1%, 0.01%, there's no reason for the mask recommendations, but we don't know because they won't tell us.
That Dr. Giroir is, of course, former Assistant Secretary for Health in the Trump administration. Meanwhile, another doctor on MSNBC, and this really does, I think, summarize the conflict in the country. This doctor on MSNBC, Dr. Patel, she says that we have to believe Walensky and Fauci. We have to, right? Or alternatively, we could check out the data they present, see whether it is weak or strong, and then determine whether they are even recommending anything remotely resembling sensible public policy. But really, this is what it's come down to. We have to trust them. We must.
There's no question the CDC is one of the premier authorities on top of data and science, and we have to believe exactly what Dr. Walensky, Dr. Fauci said when they're seeing concerning signs that people who are fully vaccinated are at a risk of transmitting this virus, not getting sick and dying, but transmitting this, especially to half the country that's unvaccinated.
Okay, this is just, all they want is a continuation. That's the only rationale here. They must like the control. They must love it. It's all paternalistic. By the way, I don't think it's any coincidence that Joe Biden has now announced that he wishes Congress to extend the federal eviction moratorium. Okay, the CDC put what is probably an illegal moratorium on eviction of tenants. I was not aware that the CDC is anywhere granted legislative power to prevent people from evicting tenants who don't pay their rent. Okay, the vaccines have now been widely available since March and April. We still have prevented people from being evicted from their apartments for not paying rent. Now Joe Biden wants that extended. According to the Wall Street Journal, President Biden would have strongly supported a move to further extend the CDC moratorium scheduled to expire on Saturday. That option is no longer legally viable after a recent Supreme Court ruling, the administration said in a statement by Press Secretary Jen Psaki. State and local governments have struggled to distribute $47 billion in federal money aimed at helping tenants who can't pay rent because of the pandemic-triggered downturn, leaving many people at risk of being forced out of their homes when the moratorium expires. Just $3 billion of that aid has even been delivered. Good news. Joe Biden is going to be shoveling more cash out the door, as we're going to discuss in just one moment. But the fact that the Biden administration continuously wants these big spending programs, that they need an excuse for it, they need some sort of lever in order to do all of it, is disquieting. So the blowback has begun. I think it is a serious blowback. I think that people are really not going to stand for this. In the blue states, they will, because in the blue states, masking up has been a sign of compliance. It has been a sign that you are the gold star, A-plus third grade student who brings an apple to the teacher. Your authorities told you to do something, and you are going to stand and cheer, and you are not going to be the first person to sit down. That is the attitude that seems prevalent in places like Los Angeles County, which, let me remind you, LA County has a total of 10 million people living in it, and their 7-day rolling death rate is 9. Is 9. They've masked up the entire county. Again, the same thing is going to happen in New York, where the rolling death rate is in single digits. Incredible virtue, because if you do what your authoritarian leaders tell you to do, well, this means that you're a very, very virtuous person, obviously. Well, the blowback is beginning here. So in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi has put forward a mask mandate again. Last I checked, every single senator in the United States Senate has had the vaccine. When it comes to the House, a bunch of Republicans have apparently not had the vaccine. That's on them. If they wish to bear the consequences of getting COVID and not having a vaccine, that's their problem. Because, again, here's the magic of the vaccine. Once you've had it, you're extremely safe from COVID by all available data, including the new CDC data. Okay, so Nancy Pelosi announced this. A bunch of maskless Republicans were like, fine, arrest us. This is them marching into the House maskless. And Nancy Pelosi, of course, has threatened to arrest them all, which, of course, is not tin pot dictator kind of stuff in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Meanwhile, Kevin McCarthy came out and said these standards that Pelosi is promulgating are nonsensical. She called them a moron. And then Tim Ryan, the Democrat from Ohio, did one of his usual sort of barn-burning speeches in which he ripped on McCarthy for mocking the magical mask, the most incredible of all masks.
Somebody in this chamber is coming from a hotspot. Somebody represents the hotspots. And they get in a plane, and they fly here, and they interact with all of us. I just find it absolutely immature and appalling to somehow diminish it to try to score cheap political points. And that's exactly what we saw a few minutes ago. That is beneath a minority leader of one of the major political parties in the United States of America.
How dare you mock the mask mandate? This mask! This very mask! Okay, let me explain. You know what's going to protect you? Not the mask. What's going to protect you is the vaccine. That's what's going to protect you. The vaccine. Doesn't mean masks don't work. We don't know how well they work. End of story. What we do know is that vaccines do work to prevent death. And if you choose not to get it, you're an adult. At what point, it really does come down to sort of the reason this is broken down left-right is because for so many people on the right, at a certain point, they say, listen, you're an adult. What you do is on you. And for the left, it's, we think you're a moron and we're going to control everything that you do. And even if you do what we say, you're a moron and we're going to control everything you do. And if you don't do what we say, you're a moron and we're going to control everything that you do. And if you're on the right, you're like, listen, now that the solution's available, you're on your own. Be an adult. Make good decisions, gang. But that is not something the left can ever allow, which is why they are they're more adamant to teams this time than they were last time, which is wild. Okay, we'll get to it. So Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who, of course, is coming under renewed fire because he has said we're not doing mask mandates in the state of Florida quite properly. Well, by the way, wildly encouraging vaccines. And I don't know what the media does about this, because DeSantis has been extremely pro-vaccine since the very beginning. He was one of the best governors in terms of tranching this thing out to the elderly in the state of Florida. So here's Ron DeSantis yesterday saying, no, we're not going to do this Faucian dystopia routine.
Floridians are free to choose, and all Americans should be free to choose how they govern their affairs, how they take care of themselves and our families. And they should not be consigned to live, regardless of which state in the union, consigned to live in a Faucian dystopia in which we're governed by the whims of bureaucratic authorities who care little for our freedom, little for our aspirations, and little for our happiness. No more. We can't let it happen going forward.
This is correct.
And that's going to be the choice, because I have a feeling this is going to continue. Like, I put out a poll yesterday on Twitter. How long is this crap going to continue? Because really, there's no end point. We could be down to one case of COVID in the entire United States, and they will still be saying mask up, because after all, somebody could get infected. You never know. There's another variant around the corner. So the question is, what is the end point? The left has no end point. And so this leads me to believe that this is going to be an ongoing issue for the next couple of years. This leads me to believe that they are never going to let this sucker go. Which really, in the end, means that this will turn into, we'll have an election based on it. 2022 may be based on this. Maybe even 2024. Already coming up, Joe Biden's doom and gloom on vaccinations is undoubtedly contributing to the lack of economic prosperity that Americans are feeling. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So economic growth rates under Joe Biden are vastly underperforming expectations. The reality of the Biden administration is they need a successful economy in order to ram through their gigantic spending agenda, at least in popular fashion. Well, the economy is beginning to stagnate. The U.S. economy grew at about 6.5% in Q2. There's only one problem. Virtually all economists thought it was going to grow at 8.5%. And if you recall, just a couple of months ago, they thought it was going to grow in excess of 10%. So it is not growing at the rate that they want it to grow. That's not stopping the media from feigning enthusiasm. You've got CNN Business saying the U.S. economy in the second quarter expanded at a slower rate than expected, but still its fastest pace since last fall, growing at a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 6.5%. Their headline, by the way, at CNN Business is U.S. economy just posted the largest jump in growth since 2020. Yeah, that's not the headline. The headline is not the largest jump in growth since 2020.
The headline is, you missed your mark by 25%. In terms of real GDP, the economy has now recovered in that it has grown bigger than its pre-pandemic size. But does anyone feel that the economy is really at that rate? The answer is no, because GDP is being racked up by government spending. It's being held up by the amount of government spending that's being done. The National Bureau of Economic Research designated the pandemic recession as the shortest on record, saying it lasted just 2 months, March and April of 2020, which is when the shutdowns were. In normal times, says CNN Business, 6.5% growth would be a reason to celebrate. It's still pretty good performance, but it's disappointment compared with the 8.5% growth rate economists had forecast. It was only a little change from the first quarter when the economy grew at an annual rate of 6.3%, which, by the way, is kind of amazing because you'll remember that something happened between the first quarter of this year and the second quarter of this year, namely the mass vaccination of Americans, and yet nothing is changing, which suggests two things. One, the Biden administration's constant drumbeat of doom and gloom with regards to the future of the virus and their unwillingness to acknowledge that the pandemic no longer has public health ramifications means that people are staying home. And two, when you pay people to stay home and then spend trillions of dollars on nonsensical crap, you end up actually subjecting the U.S. economy to headwinds that it can't fully overcome. According to CNN itself, the acceleration in the recovery was spurred by consumer spending, not least spurred by the last round of stimulus checks, as well as the reopening of the economy and continued vaccination. Consumers spent more on services, particularly on dining out and traveling. Driven by the same dynamics, measures of inflation rose throughout the spring. For example, the price index that tracks personal consumption rose to 6.4% in the second quarter. That was its highest level since 1982. Even if you strip out the more volatile items like food and energy, the price index was at 6.1%, the highest reading since 1983. And here's the thing. The Federal Reserve they do not have the stones to actually jack up the interest rates in a way necessary to cut down on the inflation. They're not going to do it. Not when the economy is this slow. If the economy is not faster than this, see, if the economy really, really, if we were like 8.5% growth or something, then they could say, listen, we're growing super fast. Natural economic recovery is happening. We need to raise the interest rates a little bit to prevent overheating and to prevent price inflation. Instead, because the economy is growing slower than expected, they are going to continue to rack up quantitative easing. They're going to continue to jack money into the economy and keep the interest rates at zero out of fear that they are going to sink Joe Biden's economic record here. Meanwhile, the Democrats are so disconnected from reality that they're worried that Joe Biden isn't spending enough. According to The Hill, Democrats are now warning that any attempts by moderates to pare down a $3.5 trillion spending package could threaten President Biden's top legislative priority and leave the party empty-handed. So Joe Biden wants to get everything done in this budget package. He's got the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the trillion-dollar boondoggle, which is at least better than the $2 trillion boondoggle they're originally proposing. Now, it's a trillion-dollar boondoggle, which still sucks, but is better than the alternative, presumably. Then they have their giant budget package. That giant budget package, the $3.5 trillion budget package, as you will recall, has been held up by Kristen Sinema in the Senate, as well as Joe Manchin, both of whom look at this and they're saying this is too much money. Now you've got Democrats in the Senate saying, we're not going to vote for the infrastructure package if you don't vote for the $3.5 trillion package. And not just that, Joe Biden now is saying that he wants immigration reform in the budget package, meaning he wants to legalize some 8 to 10 million illegal immigrants in the United States in the budget reconciliation package. By the way, the parliamentarian hasn't even said if you can do that under budget reconciliation. The answer is probably not, but who the hell knows? Progressive Democrats are sounding the alarm after Kristen Sinema warned Wednesday she doesn't support the $3.5 trillion price tag for the expansive package Democrats hope to muscle through. Biden is saying he's basically negotiating with her. He thinks she'll end up voting for it in the end, but they may have to cut a few things. Democrats hope to move the legislation on party lines in the Senate with special budgetary rules, but every Democrat, because there are only 50 of them, every Democrat can hold this thing up with one vote. Progressives are saying they're going to hold up the infrastructure plan unless they get the $3.5 trillion plan. Bernie Sanders said, it's my absolute conviction you're not going to have a bipartisan bill unless you have a reconciliation bill of $3.5 trillion. So as we discussed yesterday, Joe Biden is now stuck between the progressive rock and the moderate hard place. Right now, the Republicans aren't going to vote in favor of that bipartisan infrastructure plan at all, unless the Democrats pare down the $3.5 trillion plan and the progressives won't vote for the bipartisan plan or the budget plan unless they continue to have it at $3.5 trillion. Sanders says he expects the spending plan will be $3.5 trillion in the Senate, maybe even more in the House. And Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut adds that any push to decrease the price tag for the spending package would make it hard to get the votes for it. Man, the Democrats are just cruising for a bruising in 2022 on all fronts. Whether we are talking about these authoritarian lockdown measures, completely nonsensical, or whether we're talking about the vast spending that is resulting in reduced and tamped down economic growth, they are just cruising for it in 2022, which is why they're so focused in, as always, on Trump in January 6th, because 2022 is looking to be an ugly year for them. 2024 could be even worse, especially if Kamala Harris is on the ballot. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Continuing differences over mask requirements and vaccines continuing around the country.
Amid a wave of sobering news about the coronavirus Friday, the Florida Health Department said COVID-19 cases in the Sunshine State jumped 50% this week, continuing a six-week surge. That announcement came shortly after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis barred school districts from requiring students to wear masks when classes resume next month. The Walt Disney Company announced it will require employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And they have 60 days to do so. Walmart announced all workers at its headquarters, as well as its managers who travel within the U.S., must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 4th. I'm Mike Gracia.
Belarus's president says he has Russia's backing.
Belarus's authoritarian president says he's prepared to invite Russian troops into the country if necessary to ensure security of both Belarus and Russia. But at the moment, he says there's absolutely no need to do that. President Alexander Lukashenko stressed Friday that he had dealt with last year's anti-government protests without involving other countries' armed forces. Russia and Belarus have close military and defense ties. Lukashenko faced months of protests triggered by his being announced the winner of a presidential vote last year that the opposition and the West saw as rigged. He responded to demonstrations with a massive violent crackdown on protesters. Keith Peters reporting.
The Senate advanced a roughly $1 trillion infrastructure plan with a bipartisan group of senators helping it clear one more hurdle on Friday. They're now bracing to see if support can hold during the next few days of debate and efforts to amend it. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the chamber should be able to process the legislation quickly, given the bipartisan support. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Israel is stepping up its COVID-19 vaccination effort.
Israel is the first nation to provide its citizens with a third coronavirus vaccination. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced on Thursday evening that those over 60 years of age will be among the first to be provided with the booster shot. Although in his announcement, Bennett promised Israelis that the third shot will protect you from serious illness and death, critics of the plan note the absence of any reliable data supporting the government's assurances or a like decision by any other country to provide the third jab. Bennett promised Israel would not enter a fourth lockdown, saying the $200 billion cost of the last one was too great. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The first group of Afghans who worked alongside Americans in Afghanistan are on U.S. soil.
The flight with 221 Afghans, including children and babies, landed early Friday morning in Dulles, Virginia, just outside Washington. That's according to the FlightAware tracking service. Among the Afghans on board were former interpreters and others who fear retaliation from the Taliban for having worked with American service members and civilians. The last U.S. forces will leave Afghanistan in the coming weeks. President Biden has issued a statement thanking the Afghans for, quote, standing with the U.S. The president says he's proud to say to them, welcome home. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Two crew members are dead after a reported attack on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman. The Liberian-flagged oil tanker Mercer Street, said to be linked to an Israeli billionaire. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
I know that it was, did nothing wrong at all. However, was it poor judgment to be in the middle of something that is it's a swamp in many ways? Yeah.
Hunter Biden in the swamp, perfectly suited for the environment, I must say, with his lizard-like skills, his oleaginous charms. It's a little bit like Frankie Fontaine, Johnny Fontaine, but not exactly. Hey, it's Friday already here in our nation's capital. What day is it where you're on? You know, I don't know, what year is it where you are? How close are we to the end? This is the end. Well, happy Friday to you once again. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. 99% of COVID deaths are deaths of people who are not vaccinated. Yet, the rules, they keep changing, don't they? Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. Remember when Joe Biden said in May, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about being masked up. You don't have to mask up because you've been vaccinated. Well, that was then. This is now, because now the Delta variant, which is more contagious but less deadly, is leading to more crackdowns. They love the crackdown, don't they? Crackdown is the Democrat Party's thing. They're not liberals. They're the left. It's a completely different proposition. So we've got that we're going to get to. And Lunch Bucket Joe yesterday, he lied to Peter Ducey. Would you say that he lied to Peter Ducey? He lied. He will get zero Pinocchios from the fraudsters like Glenn Kessler at the Washington Post. No Pinocchios for Joe Biden. It was great because Peter Ducey actually quoted President Biden to President Biden. And he said, here's what you said. He said, in May, you said that if you're masked up, that you don't have to, if you're vaccinated, rather, you don't have to be masked up. And Biden turned around and said, I did not say that. And then we'll play the audio of him saying exactly that, because Ducey got him. You know, he quoted him. This is what you have to do to get Democrats. You have to quote them accurately and correctly. And then they lie to you. And then the news media says, well, really, it's no big deal. It's okay because we voted for him. So that's just the thing. We've got schools and masks. What's going on with that? We've got municipalities. Did you see in Chicago, the Cook County, Chicago is in the county of Cook. and Cook County, they issued new mask. It was a crackdown. They got a new crackdown on masks. And then they had this big band concert going. It's a big annual music festival called Lollapalooza in Chicago. And tens of thousands, millions and millions of people, tens of thousands of people in Grant Park, which the Democrats burned and rioted in 1968. They destroyed Grant Park. And then they blamed the police. That was all the way back in 1968. They still call it a police riot. It was not a police riot. It was a left-wing riot. And they attacked the police. And the police defended themselves and the city. And the left has been lying about it ever since. That includes the media and academia and the rest of them. So there's Mayor Baby Groot. Baby Groot, she was up on stage, and she wasn't wearing a mask, and the crowd wasn't wearing a mask, but they had a vaccine. You had to prove you were vaccinated to get in. And so about 90% of people there proved that they were vaccinated to get in, allegedly. And that means that 10% didn't. And doesn't that mean it's a super spreader event? I mean, doesn't it have to be 100% or nothing at all? Isn't that how that works? All or nothing at all? All or nothing at all. And they, but there's Baby Groot up on stage, and she's not wearing a mask, and nobody up on stage is wearing a mask, and nobody in the crowd's wearing a mask. But Cook County had just issued the crackdown order yesterday. No sense of irony whatsoever. And it's a classic thing, you know, the laws don't apply to them. They apply to you. That's, the laws are not for them. They make the laws. It's the golden rule. He with the gold rules. And these are very corrupt people. It's a very corrupt generation of Democrat politicians in the United States of America. A very feckless and inept generation of Republican politicians. And a very corrupt generation of Democrat politicians. So we got lots of good stuff going on there. Cori Bush and AOC, they're Democrat members of Congress. They are also racists. Racists and anti-Semites. And that's okay because they're Democrats. And when Democrats are racist, it's just part of history. Because it's really their whole history, their entire history, that of racism. But they are kind of, they're the new, like, Richard Russell and Robert Byrd of the Democratic Party. The old white segregationist racist Democrats that were Joe Biden's colleagues in the Senate. And now the new generation, they're, I think, maybe in some ways more virulently racist, more openly and shamelessly racist. Cori Bush and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm talking about, of course. And we get to that because they, the Democrats only put white people on their negotiating committee. The Democrat leadership, you know, Pelosi and Schumer, only put white people in the negotiating legislation. And they're all white. And that has some racists in the Democrat Party very upset, namely Cori Bush and the racist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Cori Bush, a virulent anti-Semite as well. So we've got all that good stuff going on. And there's, what was it, Boebert, you know, Lori Boebert, there's a big controversy whether she threw a mask back at somebody or not. And she says, no, no, she just slid it back across the desk. And then the Democrats turned that into, you know, Dealey Plaza 1963. She threw it back and it was a very deadly and tragic situation. We'll get into that. And, of course, the Republicans on Capitol Hill, some of them in the House of Representatives, did stage a protest, kind of a protest, a maskless protest, because Pelosi, who doesn't wear a mask and didn't wear a mask at the peak of wearing a mask at her hair salon, it's a salon, that's French, in California. Remember, she was caught walking all over the place and with her black robes and the black hood. Was she wearing a black hood? No, that's just her hair. That was her hair. Oh, so I think we've got an update on, speaking of wearing hoods, I think on the governor of Virginia, the current governor of Virginia, Coon Man, as he's known. Coon Man, he's the guy in the Klan outfit, the White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. And he's talking about returning to masks, too. Chris, we know he loves masks. He prefers the tall, pointed white one with the eye holes cut in the thing, and because that's his favorite mask. He's a Democrat. He's a governor. He's in good standing with the news media and the Democratic Party. He is Governor Coon Man.
I don't know if anybody's ever tried that, but you cannot get shoe polish off.
Yeah. See, most of my friends don't know that. Most of my... but he knows that. He's really something. Ralph Northam. He's the pediatrician who pulls the babies aside and kills them later, depending on they decide after the fact. Because, you know, it's about the children. He loves the children. He cares about the children. That's why he went into medicine, because the children cares very deeply about them. So we got a lot of great stuff, as always. and an overabundance, as always. And we are, as always, at 888-630-9625. And we know that Hunter Biden is Picasso, right? We know that he's Picasso. He's the greatest living artist of our generation, of our time. We are truly privileged to be living in the same time that Hunter Biden is living in, with his great art, which is truly extraordinary, I've got to say. And he is going to become an even wealthier man. He was being paid $1 million a year, just like $4 shy of $1 million a year by Burisma for a no-show job in Ukraine, a country that he's never been to. Not that anybody's ever asked him whether he's been to Ukraine, because they don't ask him that. They fluff him. They fluff him. That's what these fake reporters do. And it's just extraordinary. Nobody's asked him. And he makes all this money, and then the $3.5 million from the ex-wife of the mayor of Moscow, pay no attention to that. And then the billion-dollar investment fund that he pulled together when he flew over on Air Force Two with his father, then the vice president. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? It's not a thing. It's good. Now he's the world's greatest artist. He's Picasso.
Yeah, well, that comes easy to me. I'm Picasso.
That's right. And it's honestly, I read the story a couple of weeks ago on the air. That guy, where was it, in Maine? Found an actual Picasso that had been in their attic or a closet for 5 decades. And they're like, hey, what's this? I got a Picasso.
I'm Picasso.
Right here in my closet. And it sold, what did it sell for, $120,000 or $140,000, which is an actual Picasso. Not nearly as much as Hunter Biden is selling his straw spittle for. He's got the crackhead spittle on a sheet. But it's multicolored, so he's going to get millions and millions. And that's okay. That's not a problem, because don't you know who he is? And he did a podcast. He did a podcast, didn't he? And this is pretty amazing stuff that he this podcast. I think I've got a story on the podcast here, a type story here, I believe. Hunter Biden, the world's greatest artist. He did a podcast with a fellow traveler, a left winger, right? The second one? I got him here. Jill Biden here. Jill Biden was treated for a puncture on the foot after a visit to Hawaii. Because naturally, when you're over there for the Olympics in Tokyo on the way home, you might have to stop for a few days on the beach in Hawaii. Which is fine, because she works very hard. She's a doctor. She's one of the greatest doctors. She should really be Surgeon General. Hunter Biden to art haters. This is the people that think that he shouldn't be getting rich off of his corrupt thing. You know, what is it? Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son, right? It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. Well, he is a senator's son. And he admitted now he's the president's son. Then he was vice president's son. And he cashed in all along the way, just like Joe Biden's brother James cashed in, too. But Hunter Biden to art haters, colon. They love their colons. This is the headline in the New York Post. And I can't use the next word because it's what we call an expletive deleted. It's the F word, which these people with the brains of children like so much, and that so many of them have the brains of children. Hunter Biden to art haters, beep, beep, beep them. He says expletive deleted them. So if you're critical of him for cashing in, he says F you, because he doesn't care. Hunter Biden has two words for those who think his artwork is overpriced. Beep them, he said. 11 paintings by the president's son, that's generous, are being shown by the Georges Burgess Gallery. I like to call it Georges Burgess, which has estimated the work at a whopping $75,000 to $500,000 each. According to the Washington Post, White House officials helped draft documents keep purchasers confidential. But it turns out that's really not true, because he's going to go to the art galleries in New York and in Los Angeles. Now, Hunter went on to a podcast. They have podcasts now, you know, and it's called Note Bene. Like, you know, you got to notify the public. It's very important news. And he went on and he accidentally told the truth a couple of times. But where it starts at number six. And here's Hunter Biden on with a left wing wanker who has a nobody ever heard of it podcast that's supposed to be about art called Nota Bene. And here it started like this.
You know, it's been the unfair advantage of my whole life, which is that you know, I mean, on, at different levels. What? You know, my dad was a senator from since the time I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And, and it's a hell of a lot easier to get noticed, not only by the cop who pulls you over for speeding, but also by the, you know, the school or the, you know, or, you know, whatever the endeavor may be, or the law firm or the whatever.
So he actually just admitted everything there, that his whole life has been a magic carpet ride on cashing in, of cashing in on his father's name. So when he gets pulled over by a cop for speeding, he gets off. When he wants to get into the best schools, he gets in. When he wants a job at a law firm, he gets the job. When he wants the hooker on stage who's a stripper and wants to knock her up and have a bastard child, which he then disavows any knowledge of, it's because he's a senator's son. It's because it ain't me. It ain't me.
It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm no senator's son.
But he is a senator's son.
It ain't me.
And a vice president's son.
I know what it is.
And the president's son. And he's been cashing in. You know, it's, they find his gun in a dumpster behind the high-end grocery store. That's no problem. Left there by his brother's widow, who he's, how shall I say, gently dating, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, while he was simultaneously dating, I'm making quotation marks again, the stripper, what was her name? London, I think, right? And the baby, the bastard child, the illegitimate daughter. Joe Biden doesn't know how many grandchildren he has. This is okay, though, because they're Democrats. If this were the Trump family, these would all be big stories. These would all be big problems. We're at 888-630-9625. Let me hear the rest of Hunter's enlightening and illuminating interview on the podcast.
I've gone through my own struggles.
In and out of rehab 7-8 times.
Say it nicer to me.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you heard how amazing the deals are at Kohl's right now? Because it's unreal. You can shop the best active stuff from the biggest brands. I got 25% off Nike sneakers for me, 25% off Adidas shorts and tees for the kids, and Under Armour gear for my husband for under $40. I even got some Kohl's cash. So yeah, I'm for sure going back for round two. I mean, how could I not? Select styles, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss. Call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Pork chop. His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Yes. Yeah. Were it not for double standards, as we know, liberals would have no standards at all. Certainly the case in Chicago with Mayor Lori Lightweight and then Hunter Biden and the entire news media establishment, the Democrat media complex. I've got this audio of Hunter Biden in the podcast, and I got to say I was laughing out loud listening to it this morning with Michael, because it's funny, unintentionally funny, but it's funny nonetheless. We're at 888-630-9625. Let's go to the telephones. You know, in Chicago, they've got the big annual music festival, Lollapalooza, going on. They were promoting the heck out of it when my best girl and I were in Chicago past weekend and Monday and Tuesday, promoting the heck out of it. And then yesterday, Cook County came down. They laid down the law. You know, masks. But Lori Lightfoot, that doesn't apply to her. And it doesn't apply to the crowd at Lollapalooza either, which I found to be interesting because, you know, double standards and all that stuff. And the laws for thee and not for me and all that good stuff. Let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Brad calling from Aurora, Illinois, just outside Chicago, Illinois. Brad, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, so today I went into work. They were telling me yesterday how we're going to be wearing masks tomorrow because they got a whole new, like, Delta variant coming out, and it's very so now we all got to wear masks again. So I'm like, I'm not doing it. So I go into work. I'm just doing my normal thing. They keep telling me I got to put my mask on. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So then I got to talk to HR. They're like, yeah, well, we're going to write you up. And I'm like, all right. So then they come off to me like, yeah, we're sending you home early. And I'm like, wow. So now they're sending me home early because I didn't wear a mask. Because the new variant is out. I mean, this is just getting ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you been vaccinated with the shots?
No, I have not.
Okay, and they say what if you had been vaccinated? What would the company's policy be then?
Still got to wear the mask.
Still got to wear the mask. So
now they just changed it.
So getting, they just changed it.
Yeah. They just changed it, and everybody that was vaccinated at my work is wow, so we got the vaccine for no reason now. Yeah.
So whatever they told you last week, you can depend on them to change whatever this week's story is. They're going to change it next week. We've seen it so many times now.
Right.
So they told employees at your place of work, and you don't have to say where it is, that the rule is if you're vaccinated, you can come to work and you don't have to wear a mask. And then they change and they say, we don't care. Even if you are vaccinated, you've got to wear a mask.
That's what it was previously, and they just changed it. Mr. Pritzker just came out with this new mandate because the CDC or something like that.
J.B. Pritzker, the scion of the billionaire Hyatt Hotels fortune. I wonder what he'll end up going to prison for. That's really... Once you become governor of Illinois, that's the only question that hangs in the balance. What will it be that he is convicted of and goes to prison for?
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these tops and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Cinerama presents Bruised by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundell Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Look, I'm a private citizen. One thing that I don't have to do is sit here and open my kimono.
No one really wants you to open your kimono. Thank you for the image, but I think most of us would take a pass on that. Maybe a stripper here and there. Crackhead hooker might take you up on that. Of course, they generally expect some form of remuneration, some kind of compensation, a little something for the effort. Know what I'm saying? Professionals and all that. Democrats like to call them sex workers because, you know, it's mostly their daughters and their sisters, I think. Isn't that pretty much the case? I think that's the thing, isn't that the... Yes, it is. Now, that's Hunter Biden. He doesn't have to open his kimono. And he does have the bastard child named Navy, a young girl whose grandfather is the president of the United States, but he doesn't acknowledge his granddaughter because his crackhead son knocked up the stripper and denied paternity, and was proved to be a liar after a paternity test and forced to pay. I wonder if the news media, I'm sure they've got teams of reporters assigned to the Biden family and all of their various corruptions, right? Or not. Maybe not a single news organization has teams. They had teams of people assigned to the Trump family to smear and slander and malign Trump family. Yet four Middle East peace deals, and the news media dumps on you. So, well, he... got a job in the White House when his father-in-law's the president. And that can't be allowed. See, and what about the four Middle East peace deals involving Israel? And, Trump is bad. And so that's about as far as it goes. Not exactly an intellectual party at this point. There it is. Let's get back to Hunter Biden from this podcast. He's on a podcast hosted by a pretentious snit. Can I say snit on the radio? I think that I can. Called Note Bene, because, you know, it's you got to notify the public of all the important news. And he's talking about his art, because he's one of the greatest artists in the history of the world, really. You know, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Hunter Biden.
Hey, I'm Picasso. There's only one.
I actually want to do the first soundbite again, because it's so revealing. How revealing is it? It's very, very revealing. Hunter Biden with his buddy, his pal, on this podcast is the host of he's a Vanity Fair lefty named Nate Friedman. Nate Freeman is Vanity Fair, and he hosts this podcast that nobody listens to. And he's a curator of sorts. He's a curator, and he's founder of Benjamin Goodsill. See, and they got Goodsill. But let's go to the audio, because here he is admitting, confessing, not denying that he is, he's been riding his father's position, so to speak, since he was 2 years old. Now, he went to the Georgetown University, where they're requiring masks going forward for everybody regardless, and supposed to be a Catholic school. They really kind of gave up the ghost on that one, Georgetown University, long ago. And then he went to Yale University for his law degree, And then he got kicked out of the Navy for his multiple cocaine offenses. And then he dated his brother's widow. And his brother's widow stole the gun out of his car and threw it in a garbage can behind a high-end grocery store. That was the way it was described, a high-end grocery store. And then when the Secret Service showed up, even though he was not entitled to Secret Service protection, to clean everything up for him, the news media thought that all that was fine. They just decided, oh, the Secret Service, he's not entitled to Secret Service protection. That's okay. Don't you know who he is? And that's the news media, because they're not a legitimate news media. So here's Hunter Biden admitting that every drunk driving arrest, every school he got into, every job he got because his father was Joe Biden.
You know, it's been the unfair advantage of my whole life, which is that
what is it?
You know, I mean, I'm at different levels.
I don't know.
My dad was a senator since the time I was 2 years old. It's a hell of a lot easier to get noticed, not only by the cop who pulls you over for speeding, but also by the, you know, the school or whatever the endeavor may be, or the law firm or the whatever.
You know, whatever the Georgetown University and Yale University and the law firm I was hired by and Burisma and the corrupt mayor's ex-wife of Moscow and the Chinese bank and the Chinese nuclear industry. It's a lot easier to get noticed when you fly in on Air Force Two and trade on your father's name. And then when Burisma is being investigated by the top investigator in Ukraine, your father calls on the president and the government to fire the prosecutor because the prosecutor is investigating, or maybe not because, but just coincidentally, when the prosecutor is investigating the company that's paying you and your best friend $1 million a year each to do nothing. I don't know why that would be a problem. It's not a problem at the New York Times, is it? No, it's not. So then there's Hunter Biden, and he says, he's talking about how the people that don't like his new art career because it stinks of corruption. The stink of corruption is all over it. He says that's all Fox News and OAN but really that's good for business because directing people to his wonderful art.
I've gotten to share my art not only with you guys and other people that I care about, but I've also got to share it with the entire viewing audience of Fox News, OAN, and Newsmax.
Was that sounding too snarky? It might be some of the only contemporary art that they happen to be exposed to. I don't think those
guys I think I'm the most famous artist in the MAGA world.
It might be, well, don't be too cynical. It might be the only contemporary art that they've been exposed to. I'm sorry, you're calling this contemporary art? It might be. You hear the smugness of the, as I assume, like gender fluid host of so-called podcast, Nate Freeman. Doesn't sound like he's caught up in old-fashioned notions of masculinity or anything like that, does it? And Fox News might be the only contemporary art they've been exposed to. Well, no, you know, we don't have Robert Mapplethorpe pictures hanging on our walls. Chances are, remember the, you know, with the bullwhip and all that stuff. I assume these people that paid big dollars for that still have those art pieces, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, hanging on their walls. Remember all that stuff that you may not, but Robert Mapplethorpe, they called him Mapplethorpe, but it's spelled Mapplethorpe, and he had very offensive, a lot of rectal art, and that was kind of his main feature, I think. And they told us that was the greatest stuff ever. It's not hanging anywhere anymore, and because they were just obsessed with, some people navel gaze, other people don't, but that's and now we've got Hunter Biden's art, which is, I guess, the new Robert Mapplethorpe school of art. And he said, so don't be too cynical. Might be the only contemporary art they've been exposed to. I went to Yale Law School because my dad got me in, even though I was a crackhead and dating strippers and sleeping in rent-a-cars under bridges in Los Angeles with my crack pipe and my brother's badge next to me. So there it is. This is the Democrat Party really on parade here. It's an interesting group of people. And then this person, this fluid person, he asks Hunter Biden the tough question. What do you have to say to your critics? Because your critics are critical. There's an expletive we had to delete here because of the FCC.
What's your response to the people who are, you know, coming after, like, the prices of the work or just, you know, the collectors? I mean, what's been your response to that?
Other than them?
That's a pretty good response.
I think that's all you need.
I think it's all you need. Oh, I think they're touching themselves. Can you? It's only audio, but I think you can hear them touching themselves. This is the civility. This is the conversation that we've been having for years. These are the people with whom we're having the conversation, and that's why the conversation is not civil. It's because of people like these arrogant, smug, genderless losers who ride daddy's coattails through the world. And then, it's what do they say, born on third base and think he hit a triple. That was, Ann Richards on George W. Bush. Now, this guy is the biggest loser in the history of the world. Toothless crackhead sleeping under bridges, knocking up strippers and disavowing paternity. Denying paternity, and now he's the world's most successful artist. And if you have any questions about this, then beep, beep you, beep them, because don't you know who he is? He's answerable to no one. This is like living in Iraq, and he is Uday Hussein. He's got his own private prison and kidnaps women off the street, and he based his life on Joseph Stalin, Saddam Hussein did. And Uday and Qusay Hussein, everybody remembers Uday and Qusay, right? They went out in that bloody gun battle. It was like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They came running out and took like 500,000 rounds each. It was kind of a great moment in American military history. But they got away with murder because their father, literally, and all kinds of other horrible crimes for years and years. Uday Hussein had his own private army, well, so did Qusay, but Uday had his own private prison where they brought people that he took, somebody cut him off in traffic or something, take him in and torture him to death, and a pretty girl on the street, they'd kidnap him, and they had this tree stump there. I won't get into graphic detail, but it's quite horrifying. And when you have a truly corrupt regime in power, then of course their corrupt sons behave as corrupt sons behave. You see it in all kinds of horrible countries in Africa and under communist dictatorships during the Soviet days in Eastern Europe and so on. And now we see it in the arrogance of this Yale lawyer / crackhead stripper knocker-upper, world's greatest artist, Hunter Biden, and is a former vice chairman of the board of Amtrak because, you know, he used to ride the train with his dad. And he kind of admitted it back there. Everything I've ever done, every school I got into, every law firm I got a job with, every time I got out of a speeding ticket when I got pulled over, it's because my dad was the senator, my dad was the vice president, my dad is the president of the United States. And now, if you question this, the art show loophole, this complete scam, while he's being fluffed by this person from Vanity Fair magazine with his alleged podcast, then honestly, he just says, I'm not answerable to anyone. And that's actually what he's saying, is that I'm not accountable to anyone. No one can hold me responsible for anything I do. That's what he's saying. And to heck with you. I'll just say to heck with you. So there it is. And then he admitted something else. This is another one. Michael Piercy grabbed this great audio today. And he grabbed another one. He said, well, you know, what should your art be selling for? Because it's selling for, apparently, a panel will sell for $500,000 to corrupt people buying influence within your corrupt family. And this is what Hunter Biden said.
Yeah, look, man, I never said my art was going to cost what it was going to cost or how much it would be priced at. I'd be amazed, if my art had sold at, for $10.
A brief moment of rational sanity. Well, how did that happen? I can't believe I never said. We just got these Democrat Party pimps to come out and say, oh, no, this piece of motel hallway art would go for $500,000 to the highest bidder who is looking to purchase influence with the president of the United States and his family. And then, and he said, hey, I didn't say, you know, go for $10. Well, $10 is more in line with what you might expect to see at the art fair in downtown Bethesda on weekends at a table set up with a nice lady sitting there, saying, you know, with prints of the, things that, hey, I never said, you know, I'd be amazed if it sold for $10. Well, the real art world would be amazed if it sold for $10 too. The issue at hand is that it's selling for $500,000, that you're corrupt, and that your father has a long history of corruption, along with your uncle James and the entire Biden family. He wasn't done yet, because, and I love this too, now he's getting philosophical, a little wistful.
The value of an artist's work is not necessarily determined by the price, but the price is completely subjective.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
At times, and has sometimes nothing to do with anything other than, you know, the moment.
Right. And the moment now is that your father's in the White House and you're still riding his coattails and you're selling the name, as you effectively just admitted. But this fluffer from the Vanity Fair magazine, who allegedly has a podcast that nobody listens to, Nate Freeman, these are real hardball questions you got going there, huh? And says, it's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Because this is what you get when you're Hunter Biden, where the corruption is just dropping from the rafters like anvils and crashing through the desktop. And they say, well, you know, the price of art is subjective. Yeah, that's true enough. Uh-huh. And when an actual Picasso recently sold for $140,000 after having vanished for five decades, I think that provides a bit of a metric. We could use that as context and say, well, what should your art, which you blow through a straw, as opposed to most things that you suck through a straw, what should your art sell for? That's the question on the table right now. Yeah, it's very subjective. And honestly, I think Uday Hussein would have struggled to sell his art for that much, and he'd kill your whole family if you didn't buy it. So this is third world banana boat corruption. They should all be wearing Carmen Miranda fruit basket hats. This is the stuff of Iraq and Venezuela. Oh, no, it's perfectly legitimate. And it's the emperor has no new clothes, right? The emperor's new clothes. Is that what it's called? It's a children's story. I haven't been a child in a long time. And, you know, and nobody will say it out loud because the entirety of the news media is completely in the tank. They're having sex with some member of the Biden family or another. Well, not all of them, but, you know, a great many of them.
I'd be amazed, you know, if my art had sold, you know, for $10.
Yeah, well, art comes easy to me. I'm Picasso.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text INFO to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text INFO to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals. Message and data rates apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them.
Dynavite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Just a couple of weeks ago, a family in Maine found somehow a 16 by 16 inch actual Picasso painting, and it's a very cool one. I actually like it. And it sold for $150,000, which is nothing for Hunter Biden because he's the greatest artist ever. This Michael and I were talking during the break, and it reminded me of an Albert Brooks speech in the old movie Broadcast News, where he describes what Satan will be like when Satan comes to Earth.
What do you think the devil's going to look like if he's around?
God.
Come on, no one's going to be taken in by a guy with a long, red, pointy tail. Come on, what's he going to sound like? No. I'm semi-serious here.
You're serious?
He will be attractive. He'll be nice and helpful. He'll get a job where he influences a great, God-fearing nation. He'll never do an evil thing. He'll never deliberately hurt a living thing. He'll just bit by little bit lower our standards where they're important. Just a tiny little bit. Just coax along, flash over substance. Just a tiny little bit.
Got a point there. That was a pretty good speech in Broadcast News. James L. Brooks movie. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. I'm glad to see you made it back from Chicago. And you know the old saying there is, come back to Chicago. We missed you the last time. You know, Hunter Biden is, I mean, this guy is just an arch criminal. But I you know, and his art tour that I imagine that will be sponsored by all the progressive art galleries in America will be called the Crack and Cheese Collection. The other night I saw a vignette on, I think it was on Newsmax, where they showed Joe Biden talking about the crime bill and how crack cocaine was such an epidemic. And on the other screen was Hunter Biden just engorging himself with a crack pipe. And it was just amazing to see that, and distressing to see that that play out. I mean, we are truly living in surreal times where we have a president that is so out of touch that his son can run wild like this, and it just shows really you know, what the lack of intervention can do. Just somebody can just basically do what they want and be unchecked, and truly becoming a national embarrassment. Well, it's already a national embarrassment, but I cringe as a father. And I just want one last thing I want to say. I actually saw the bombed out house of Uday, which was on the Victory Base complex. So he got his just desserts. But I know they got taken out in Mosul, but I saw his house also got leveled by one of our nice F-16s. So anyway,
excellent. God bless you. Army or Marine Corps?
Air National Guard.
Air National Guard, saluting you, sir. Thank you for the call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.